This is Preps Baseball on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Here's Tanner Schwint.
Oh, it feels incredible. We're live from Butch Butler Field. We've got a triple header for you today right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Who's ready for some high school baseball playoffs? Huh? We've got the Eaton Reds taking on Peak to Peak in our first game of the day. Welcome into the Steamway Florida Ceiling pregame show. I am Tanner Schwint, joined as always by my good friend and host, Coach Peak, Coach Bruce Dick. Coach, something special about Butch Butler this time of the year. Looks like it's going to be a beautiful day today. And to kick things off, an intriguing matchup. Now, just hear me out on this. This is intriguing to me. Anytime you've got a 25 seed in Peak to Peak coming up to take on the number one seed, they've got nothing to lose. Everyone's counting them out already. That's when teams can be dangerous, Bruce.
Well, they have already knocked off the number 8 and 9 seeds in Resurrection Christian and came back with a 2-1 victory over the over Academy. But played two close games with Resurrection Christian this year and winning both.
That's right. And this Peak to Peak team, we talked a little bit about it on Coach Speak yesterday, Bruce. But this team is streaky. When they get hot, they can put up some runs in a hurry, Bruce. When you look at their schedule, I mean, they've got a number of games. They went on that tear where they were averaging over 15 runs a game. Now, this is where it comes in. Like, who were they playing? What was the circumstance?
Absolutely.
But you talk about Kent, Denver. They were a salty team this year. You know, when you look at, they jumped up and played Windsor 10-run them. That's very early in the year. So let me ask you this, Bruce, is we're seeing some teams that we haven't seen yet this year make their way up to Northern Colorado. What do you take away from the early season games? What do you take away from those early season matchups? Do you take those and throw them out and say completely different team by now, or is there something to be said for those matchups?
I think there's something to be said for those matchups. Teams do change during the season, but the two teams we followed most have just keep getting better.
Yeah, which is scary for everybody else.
Both teams have 10-runned the number three seed in 3A baseball. So I think it's the Eaton Reds, the University Bulldogs, and the rest of the field.
I agree with you completely. And, you know, you talk about these teams, and, you know, Eaton's going to play their 2 o'clock game if they advance past Peak to Peak over at University High School. They move them over here. They bring them to Butch Butler because of the reasons we're seeing right now, all these Eaton fans filtering in, Bruce.
Absolutely.
University's still in school, so we got a chance. They're out here today, Coach Todd Hernandez and his crew. And a little bit of a surprise. I mentioned this on Good Morning NoCo right after I got off the phone with you this morning. Bruce, Lucas Stone will be pitching for the Eaton Reds today.
Well, two things. They have confidence in Lucas Stone. And with the pitch count and playing three and anticipated three games today, they're manipulating innings. And the Eaton staff, obviously we put all of our attention to Tate Smith and Mitch Haythorn.
Right, the rest so of the, a lot of times.
You know, the rest of these guys are good high school pitchers as well. And I think that their confidence is so high on the offensive end as well that, you know, as a coach, I'm thinking, wow, you get to come here and not throw either one of your two Division I prospects. But that's, you know, a thought process and going through the entire tournament, going to win a tournament, not just going to win these first games.
Yeah, what was that phrase that you said? Oh, yeah, that's right. Must be nice to be able to come in here and not throw one of either Tate Smith or Mitch Haythorn. I was telling Brian Gary this morning on Good Morning NoCo, I said, no offense, Brian, but I think the Reds could throw you out there and they'd have confidence just with how good this lineup is, Bruce, and from top to bottom, but had some great conversations with Jerry Schimmel, voice of the Colorado Rockies. And hell, Bruce, Walker Martin's got his attention. He's asking me, have you seen this kid from Eaton play?
Right.
I mean, when you've got a guy like that, that's just a huge difference maker.
Yeah, Frank Gonzalez, the same thing, manager of the Owls. He knows all about Walker Martin, you know, at the from the professional level.
No, it's crazy, and he'll be starting at shortstop today as well.
That's not going to be a change.
No.
We're going to see the same
shortstop. Can I see him field? I haven't seen a ball hit. We broadcast two or three of their games so far, Bruce. I haven't seen a ball hit to short so far. And, in fact, in the two games that we've had of Eaton this year, there have been two hits given up. Of course, Tate Smith threw a no-hitter, and then we saw Mitch Haythorne last Saturday, who only gave up two hits on the day. So I'd like to see Walker Martin make a play over shortstop today.
It's kind of like the best job in the NFL is a backup quarterback because
That's
you
right.
never get on the field. Well, with Eaton, the best job is being an infielder and outfielder because your pitchers never allow any bat, any bat contact. Hey, Tanner, how great is Butch Butler Field, though?
Bruce, it is now, phenomenal. They made some changes to the parking lot, too, by the way, which is great.
I've played numerous games here.
You have?
I have in high school and in Legion baseball a few years ago.
Just a couple.
But this brings back such great memories for me as a player. It was just a fun place to come play because the field is always immaculate. It was like that years and years and years ago, and just a great place to hold the state tournament.
No, it certainly is. We're looking forward to it, and we're setting up home here for the next couple of days. A triple header for you today. We'll be back for the 2 o'clock game tomorrow if Eaton and University or one of those two teams is in it at 2 tomorrow afternoon. You're listening to the Steamway Floor to Ceiling pregame show. Let's get a break here. We'll have starting lineups and more thoughts on this matchup, peak to peak, and Eaton Reds coming your way. The J9 Agency's first pitch in about 20 minutes or so right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Trust. It's not something that's handed to you. You have to earn it. J9 Insurance understands that and has built the trust of Northern Colorado one customer at a time. You're not just a policy number with the J9 Group. You're part of the family. The insurance world can get confusing, but the folks at J9 Insurance can take that confusion out of the process. There's no one-size-fits-all insurance policy, but J9 will find a plan that's tailored to your needs. If you're looking to join the team or just need J9 Insurance, call them 970-834-2009.
Agfinity is a local co-op in Northern Colorado since way back in 1905, and to this day aspires to be the best in our market in each business. How does Agfinity go about securing this vision? They stay committed to successfully deliver value to members and customers by providing quality products, exceptional service, and expertise. They continuously hire engaged professional employees in their effort to be employer of choice. Being the best in class solutions and a valuable community partner is rare for some, but Agfinity has been achieving this since 1905.
Air Solutions. When it comes to comfort, we are the solution. Too hot, too cold, what you gonna do? Call Air Solutions, we're here for you. Trusted, dependable, always unbeatable. Call 356-7072. Greenlee HVAC Repair.com. Air Solutions, when it comes to comfort, we are the solution. Air Solutions.
Hey, Northern Colorado, Dave Ramsey here for Water Pros. If you're worried about chemicals and want to improve your family's water quality without spending a small fortune, call the experts at Water Pros. From whole house water softening to reverse osmosis drinking water filtration, Water Pros can help. Call them at 303-632-6930 or go to waterpros.net and request your free water test today. And tell them Dave sent you.
Connections in Greeley is offering individuals with disabilities living with long COVID the opportunity to attend regular monthly meetings where people experiencing similar symptoms can offer support to each other. Our COVID support group is both in our office and live online at 12:30 on the last Tuesday of every month. Come together and share personal experiences and information in a safe, confidential, and supportive environment. Learn about government benefits, exercise classes, and more at connectionscolorado.org.
Hi, this is Phil Jorgensen, part owner of Tight Knit Brewing, and I'm inviting you to come hang out with us this spring. As the weather warms up, sipping on a delicious craft beer on our huge patio is a must. Along with our signature beers, 15 on tap, I suggest giving one of our hot sandwiches a try. Oh, and by the way, we serve Colorado wines and spirits. It's all happening in our historic building in downtown Greeley. Tight Knit Brewing Company, lager and ale in harmony. Focused on people, community, and quality.
Hi, I'm Coach Alamon, owner of Hook and Bait and Tackle. I'd like to invite you to listen to the Hook and Bait and Tackle Power Hour. The show intends to offer a fresh new outlook on fishing and hunting in Northern Colorado. Hook and Bait and Tackle's audience will indulge in the latest, greatest techniques in fishing and hunting from expert guides throughout Northern Colorado. Topics will include up-to-date fishing and hunting reports and maybe a geeky and quirky fishing story to add some excitement. Don't forget to wake up to the Hook'em Bait and Tackle Power Hour, energized by Kennedy Dental, Saturday morning, 7 a.m. on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, it's Jerry Schimmel, the voice of the Bears and Rockies. If you, a family member, or a loved one, or a friend have been injured in an accident, I want to encourage you to seek legal help. And I want you to seek that help from a law firm I promise will represent you with the utmost respect. Kane Doolin McQuinn Young is a personal injury firm I know firsthand because I'm also an attorney and I worked with them. These attorneys are aggressive yet caring and compassionate. If you or a loved one or a friend have been injured, contact my friends at Kane Doolin McQuinn Young. Hit them online at trialproven.com.
Prep Sports are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to Butch Butler Field. A number one versus a number 25 seed. We've got the Eaton Reds taking on Peak to Peak today. I am Tanner Schwint, Bruce Dick. Before we get going, because Bruce, it's going to be a long couple of days out here. It's going to be a blast. I have to give a shout out to each and every one of our KFK family members back at the station making this all happen. First and foremost to Micah Kilpatrick, who is going to be sitting there all day today and tomorrow. He's doing all the production work back there. Brady Hull for running around and helping us find stuff and everything like that. And to Brian Carey, who's going to be in between. All of them, Bruce, just very thankful for our KFKA family there
and
today.
Mikey had to get up earlier today.
It was kind of crazy, wasn't it?
Yeah,
he was even on time, man.
You know, so used to coming in and rolling around about 10 o'clock for coach speak and things like that.
10 o'clock Mike is what we call it.
So
it's going to be a lot of fun.
Thanks,
Bruce.
Micah. Thanks,
there,
Micah,
there
man.
You go. The clouds are starting to burn off a little bit, and it's a beautiful day for baseball. Now, Bruce, you talk about the Reds. They haven't lost a game all year, and, hell, to be honest, they haven't been challenged very much. You know, the closest game that comes to my mind was that University game. It was a 9-7 game. UH is, I think, again, I can't think of a better analogy. So it's any player that played in the NBA the same time Michael Jordan did. I mean,
That's right.
Any other time, they would be the best player in the league. They'd be the best player around. But Eaton's just so dang good this year. Bruce, does that start to weigh in a little bit on you as you get into these playoffs and it's do or die time? Does the pressure of an undefeated season start to creep in a little bit?
I think that target's always on your back. You know, absolutely, that target is on your back. And if you're the other seven in the field, you just want that shot. You just want to say, hey, give us a shot. It's still athletics. It's still sports. Things can happen. The miracle on ice, you know, whatever analogy you want to put out there.
That's why you play the game, huh?
That you play the game.
If the game was on paper, then the Reds have won this game
a
already.
A lot of times the hard-hit balls are right to somebody.
Right.
As
Buddy Blank says, that's baseball. But
this Eaton Reds team, they've impressed me for years now. But this team, I think, is even more special just because some of the stars are seniors in Walker Martin and Tate Smith. But they continually build. They have really good players at every grade level. They have really good players at every position, and it's just somewhat of a machine.
It is. It certainly has turned into that. Let's get one more time out here on the Seamway Florida Ceiling pregame show. When we come back, we'll get you the starting lineups right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
In times of uncertainty, it's always comforting to know some things are still consistent, like Quality Welland Pump's leadership in the irrigation world. With offices in Ault and LaSalle, Quality Welland Pump is the region's largest irrigation dealer, serving Northern Colorado since 2005. Unmatched quality products and superior service are exactly what you'll find when dealing with Quality Welland Pump's expert staff. For more information on Quality Welland Pump services, give them a call today at 970-353-3118. Quality Welland Pump is a proud sponsor of Prep Radio.
No matter what our individual hopes and dreams, a community is all about what we've got in common. But a bank that's truly dedicated to the community, that's not all that common. At FMS Bank, we don't just work here, we live here. That means our focus is on the families and businesses of Northern Colorado Front Range. We're not just here for you when you need us, we're in this together. Visit us at fmsbank.com/KFKA. FMS Bank, investing in what matters. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
We know that Clearwater Products has been supplying services to the ag and oil field industries in northern Colorado since 2013. But did you know that they have Clearwater Product stores you can visit in Greeley? Caught in the middle of a job and don't have time to run into town? We deliver. Call Clearwater Products at 970-673-8891. That's 970-673-8891. Clearwater Products invites you to check out their one-stop shop, providing all industrial hose and assembly needs at 2021 First Avenue in Greeley.
Oh, Bats Blots, what do you want?
Hi, do you sell headlights?
Nope.
Oh, well, I was also hoping to replace my brake pads. I'm trying to be a do-it-yourselfer. Do you have any advice?
Good luck.
Hello?
Pump the brakes on bad customer service. Get the tools you need and the service you deserve at Gould Parts in Eaton. For car parts, truck parts, machine parts, and specialty parts, you want Gould Parts. If you can't find it, they can find it or make it on the spot. Gould Parts in Eaton. Rent is going through the roof. Even retail. Don't rent. Build your own with the help of Buildings by Design. Buildings by Design has built for commercial, industrial, banking, and agricultural businesses. And they'll be with you every step of the way. Medical offices, maintenance facilities, event centers, Buildings by Design will handle your construction project in a professional and timely manner. Superior quality construction services tailored to your needs. Go to buildingsbydesign.com. That's buildingsbydesign.com to find out more.
Have you tried the Double Bacon Barbecue Crunch Burger at A&W Eaton? You've got to try it. Where else can you get all your classic A&W favorites plus sweets and treats to top it off? A&W Eaton on 680 Oak Avenue. It's my favorite hangout for the summer, and soon it'll be yours too. Don't forget to try the Double Bacon Crunch Burger at A&W Eaton with tangy sauce, smoky bacon, and crispy fried onions. Throw in some cheese curds and a lemonade shake. It'll be the best thing you do today.
Trust. It's not something that's handed to you. You have to earn it. J9 Insurance understands that and has built the trust of Northern Colorado one customer at a time. You're not just a policy number with the J9 Group. You're part of the family. The insurance world can get confusing, but the folks at J9 Insurance can take that confusion out of the process. There's no one-size-fits-all insurance policy, but J9 will find a plan that's tailored to your needs. If you're looking to join the team or just need J9 Insurance, call them 970-834-2009.
We get it. You have a lot of things to say about your business or your team, and you want to tell the world. But how do you wrap up your message in a way that packs a punch while not going overboard? Raven Sign Studio, LLC, knows a thing or two about spreading the word in a concise, effective way. They do vehicle wrapping, banners, and of course, signs. With over 20 years' experience in the industry, they've seen it all. And once you use Raven Sign Studio, your customers will see it all too. Learn more about Raven Sign Studio, LLC, at ravensignstudio.com.
You're the manager of the NoCo Owls every Tuesday with the Frank Gonzalez Show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into the Steamway Floor to Ceiling pregame show. I'm Tanner Schmidt. Bruce Dick joining me today, as always, for Eaton Reds. The Eaton Reds baseball team taking on Peak to Peak, the Pumas from Peak to Peak. Lafayette is what I told Brian. I didn't know where they were from, but I knew they were the Pumas, but they're from Lafayette. Today, let's get to the lineups here today. Batting first for Peak to Peak, it'll be Tyson Burton. He will be roaming center field today. Batting second, DHing for what we've gathered is Grayson Hunter, the catcher, will be Brendan Hurtley, the DH, batting second. Let's see here, Brady Bowman will be batting third in right field today. A.J. Green will be at third and batting in that cleanup spot today as well. Owen Branscombe will be batting fifth. He's at first today. Eddie Castilla, he is the coach's kid. Matt Castilla is the manager here. Eddie Castilla will be at shortstop today. Josh Sturm will be batting seventh and in left field. Drew Kraft will be at second base and batting eighth. Logan Hughes will be on the bump today for Peak to Peak, who come into this game 12 and 13. Logan Hughes again will be doing the pitching for Peak to Peak. Logan Hughes on the year, 4.2 ERA. For the Eaton Reds, their lineup looks like this, written by skipper Todd Hernandez. Gunnar Duncan will be leading off and be doing the catching today. Lucas Stone batting second and pitching to start the day off. Little guy by the name of Walker Martin will be batting third and at short today. Ryder True, left field, batting cleanup. Tate Smith will be at first today. Garrett Garrison will be the DH, batting sixth. He's DHing for Liam Whalen, who will be in right field. Mitch Haythorn will be at third base, batting seventh. Batting eighth will be Joey Blaskowski. He's at second today. And Kate Gentry roaming around out there at center field. That's how we set up today. Excited for it, Bruce. Anything that stands out for you from those lineups today?
No, Eaton always with that incredible lineup, one through nine, with Garrett Garrison getting the DH spot today.
Why do you think that is, Bruce? I think that's exactly why you were just talking about. Possibly if Lucas Stone finds himself in some trouble, that's a pretty easy swap. Keep him moving Lucas Stone to the DH spot and moving Garrett Garrison onto the bump today.
Exactly, and then you also have Mitch Haythorn, who's up, has played a lot of first base this year as well, moves over to third, and Tate Smith over to first with Joey Blaskowski not in the starting lineup today.
No, Joey Blaskowski will be getting the start at second base today.
He's at
second base today, yeah. Joey Blaskowski, it will be batting eighth over at second base
today.
Okay,
well, I hadn't written my complete lineup down.
Weren't you listening to me, buddy?
I saw Mitch over at third, I thought, oh, yes, so Joey's always at second base.
Joey will be over at second base today. The Eaton Reds wearing those iconic white uniforms with the pinstripes coming down them. You see, that is just for so many teams in the state of Colorado, Bruce. You see those jerseys show up. And you're not supposed to let it creep into your mind, but it creeps into your mind, the history behind the Eaton Reds program.
Well, the 49 state championships within the building, and I think I may be off on one or two, but just Championship City. You know, it's the town that creates championships in high school sports, and they've had so many in baseball and are on that streak of two consecutive seeking their third in a row.
It's turning into a dynasty, this group is. And I remember, Bruce, you know, a couple years back, I was sitting right where we were right now broadcasting one of the Eaton games, and I'm talking maybe is it mid 7 years now with the change in coaching, and Todd Hernandez takes over the baseball program, and there was a lot of people who were wondering what this team was going to turn into. And I think Todd Hernandez has blown past any expectations that anyone could have ever had for him as the skipper for this team.
Absolutely, and you're going to, you know, people are going to say, well, it's incredible talent. It's that, you know, you have to know how to coach talent.
Right.
You have to know how to get that cohesive team play on the diamond, and the staff obviously has done an outstanding job.
No, they certainly have. Peak to peak coming in, and they've got those black jerseys, white bottoms with the blue on the back of the baseball cap, blue brim, and white on the top, donning the Pumas logo today. This is game number one of a triple header for us here on KFKA. Today we'll have the 11:30 game, University and Delta, set to do battle at 11:30 today, but we've got business to take care of before we get there. Now, if you aren't familiar with how the bracket shapes up, there's only one team that will go into next weekend with an undefeated record. You got to be beaten twice to be eliminated from this tournament. So today and tomorrow are critically important, because if you can get that inside track to the state championship, that's always going to be huge. And it sets up where we're going to have two matchups between the University Bulldogs and the Eaton Reds on paper, starting first with tomorrow at 2 o'clock if both teams take care of business. And then whoever wins that, Bruce, has the inside path to be the state champion. Tomorrow at 2, do we see the both of the best arms from University and Eaton?
I'm guessing we do. I'm just anxious to see who's on the mound for University. When you don't know who, you know, a lot maybe about your opponent.
Right.
You have to get to the second game by winning the first game.
That is factually accurate, Bruce. you got to win that first one, so we'll see how it goes. Well, let's step aside for the national anthem. It's our A1 Organics Game of the Week coming up next on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
Northern Colorado's Voice and your home for Preps football, basketball, and baseball is 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Really.
The sun is shining. It's a beautiful day. The crowd is here. The crowd is loud. The teams have taken the field, and it's time for high school baseball. Thanks for joining us. I am Tanner Schwint. Bruce Dick, my partner in the booth today, the Alliance Irrigation Broadcast booth. We're minutes away from our J9 Agency's first pitch coming your way on our A1 Organics Game of the Week between the Eaton Reds and the Peak-to-Peak Pumas. Excited for this. You can feel it in the air. It's time. It's ready to roll. All of these teams come into today with one thing on their mind, trying to punch a ticket to the state championship. All the work that happened in the winter, all of those rainouts, those snowouts, all those cold things, those games, they're a memory at this point. They've made it, and it's time to go now. It's time for a chance to win a state championship. Again, Lucas Stone, the big lefty on the bump today, he's doing the pitching for the Eaton Reds. And, Bruce, we had talked about this yesterday on Coach Speak. We figured it was going to be somebody between Garrett Garrison and Lucas Stone who was going to be pitching today. Lucas Stone, I just saw his numbers for the first time. 4-0 on the year, 1.85 ERA. And is he the third or fourth option, Bruce? Yeah, it's ridiculous.
This is the guy we seldom talk about as a pitcher, you know. Obviously hits number two in the lineup. Made an incredible play out of right field the other day. Only one of two hit balls off of Tate Smith that day. And Lucas Stone made a great play in right field.
Here's the first pitch, or J9 Agency's first pitch. Swing, and that's going to be a little Texas Leaguer base hit. Single from Peak to Peak to get this thing going. So the first pitch that we see from Lucas Stone flies out into center field and is down for a base hit by Burton there.
I like the aggressiveness of Burton. I'm not going to wait. If I see it, I'm going to hit it. And Stone got it up over the plate, and nice start for the Pumas.
So we have a correction here. Brendan Hartley will be doing the catching today. He is not DHing. From what I just heard from the PA, Brendan Hartley, let's see how this works out. But he is in the batter's box right now, and they try and play some small ball. Bruce, I love
well,
the aggressiveness right now.
That's not a surprise. You just want to create something. Make the defense, work.
Yeah.
And try to create a run by putting that putting Burton over on second base via the bunt.
Brendan Hartley, a sophomore, batting .349 this year. Lucas Stone comes set. Quick pickoff move over to first, and Burton doesn't even have to get dirty there. Gives Hartley to take a step out of the box. He'll take a practice swing, and now we'll get set back up for the 0-1 pitch. The bunt attempt went foul on the first pitch. Here's the windup, the delivery by Stone. The runner goes, Burton goes, and he's going to slide into second with a stolen base.
Well, Gunnar Duncan got it stuck in his glove and just couldn't get it out. And now you don't have to worry about the bunt. If you're the Pumas, you have him already in scoring position.
It's one. The count is 1-1, no outs. We've got a runner on second base for Eaton. And this is the most trouble I've seen this team in already, Bruce. I mean, and it's not trouble, but you know what I'm saying. Here's the delivery from Stone. That's a great breaking ball there for a called strike. And he gets ahead in the count 1-2. Time called as the umpire will step forward and take a look at something in the batter's box, and he'll find his way back behind the catcher. And they've changed that, Bruce.
He called that high, I believe.
He called it
It was a really good pitch.
So make it 2-1.
Just missed it.
Here's the pitch by Stone. That's outside. 3-1, and now he's in danger of getting two men on base here. Burton standing over at second base. He had a leadoff single to start the game. Lucas Stone staring in, working out of the stretch. The big lefty comes set. Here's the pitch on the way. That one's high, and he walked him.
Harden draws a walk. Pitch runners on first and second. No outs.
So you've got Hartley over at first, Burton over at second. Nobody out. Courtesy runner for Brendan Hartley, so he will be doing the catching today, Bruce. For anybody scoring it as well, Brendan Hartley will be doing the catching as we see Brady Bowman, the junior, make his way to the plate. Brady Bowman on the year batting .392 with 31 RBIs, looking to drive in another one here. Runners first and second, nobody out. This isn't the start that you want if you're the
Well, Reds. We have a delay here. I don't know what is going on, but the home plate umpire is having some difficulties.
Listen, it's early, man. Normally these games don't take place till 4 o'clock, right? It's early. So this brings a lefty-lefty matchup.
Getting from some equipment adjusted, and now we're ready to roll.
Lefty-lefty matchup, Brady Bowman and Lucas Stone on the mound for the Reds. Stone comes set. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball high for a ball, and it's 1-0.
Yeah, Lucas just needs to snap that down and get that lower in the zone. It's breaking well, but he's leaving all of his pitches up right now.
Well, and when it's that lefty-lefty, bring the heater high and in. See if you can catch it. Let's see. Here's Stone. Delivery to the plate. That's right there for a called strike, and it's 1-1 now on Brady Bowman. And I like every batter that's come up for peak to peak. I love their approach. Stone walks Hartley, and you see Bowman take until he sees a strike.
Yes.
Stone now taking his time, working out of the stretch. Wind-up delivery pitch, swing, and a miss.
Well, that's Lucas's bread and butter, that curveball. And if he can just get it, you know, throw strikes with it, he's going to have a tremendous day.
It's a big, big breaking ball coming out of the lefty's hand. Against left-handed hitters, that's going to be very difficult to hit. See if he goes back with it. Here's the 1-2. Breaking ball there. Did it catch the inside corner? No. Outside for a ball. And it's 2-2 to the displeasure of the Eaton crowd.
You can tell the crowd. Boy, they love that curveball, and it was a very, very close pitch.
Yeah, tight strike zone so far for Stone. He comes set. Here's the delivery. Swing and a slow chopper over to Walker Martin at short. He'll come charging, only plays it first. No play at all. Walker eats it, but Bowman could really fly, and it's an infield single.
Well, Walker made a smart play there. With that slow roller, there was not a chance of getting Bowman up first, and he gave first a look and then tried to get the runner off third to round the base, but to no avail.
Bases are juiced. Nobody out. In the top of the first inning, this is not how I saw this thing going. Remember, this is the 25 seed in the peak-to-peak Pumas, and now A.J. Green digs in at the plate for peak-to-peak.
Well, you just don't know what you're running into, but obviously you look at the scores of the Pumas and their wins over the 8th and 9th seeded team. You know this team can play baseball.
Yeah, Lucas Stone gets ahead of A.J. Green. 0-1 now with a pitch that painted the black. Green batting .338 this year. Swing and a miss. This is where you need Lucas Stone really to bear down right now. Again, maybe the third or fourth option for Todd Hernandez. He's blessed to have that many options, and I think he'll tell you that. But Stone comes set. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball just outside. 1-2. That is a big hooking breaking ball.
Good 0-2 pitch, but it just never made the plate.
Here's the 1-2 pitch. Bases juice, top of the first inning. Swing and a chopper, but it gets foul down the third baseline. Count stays at 1-2. Beautiful day for baseball here at Butch Butler Field. Again, game one of a triple header, and intense already, man. Bases juice for peak to peak, the 25 seed. Here's the pitch, the 1-2. Swing and a miss, and he got him. Lucas Stone walks off the bump, and he's got to be feeling good about that. One out now, top of the first.
Well, after seeing the breaking pitch, Lucas came in with that fastball on the inside corner, and Green just couldn't get around on it.
Owen Branscum, he's a sophomore batting .375 this year. And it's a lefty-lefty matchup. This is favorable for Stone, the pitcher from Eaton, the big lefty. Here's the windup in the pitch. Swing and a foul straight back to the fence.
Tell you, these Pullman hitters, they are being aggressive. They're up there at the plate looking to put the ball in play.
I think this is what we talked about in our Steamway Florida Ceiling pregame show as well, Bruce. You got nothing to lose.
Yeah.
You're the 25 seed taking on an undefeated team. Here's the pitch by Stone. That one's right there for a called strike, and he's ahead 0-2. If he gets out of this with no damage done, you talk about a morale boost for the Reds, and what a crusher for peak to peak as they have bases juice, just one out, time called at the plate by Owen Branscombe. Again, the sophomore batting 375, time called. Lucas Stone hasn't moved an inch. He's ready to roll. Branscombe now back into the box. Here's the pitch by Stone. Swing and a miss. He got him. Two outs now. That takes out a play. The sacrifice fly. And Eddie Castilla will make his way into the box as he's got to get a base hit now to score a run. Castilla, the junior, batting 329 this year.
And now all the pressure's back on the hitter.
That's right, Bruce.
What two outs.
A cool, calm demeanor from Lucas Stone to work his way into more of a favorable spot. It was bases juice, nobody out. Time now by Stone as he steps off the rubber. Now he's back on the bump. Wind-up delivery pitch. Swing, and that one's into left field. That's going back, going deep. Is he going to have enough? It'll get down. This is going to score three runs at least. Eddie Castilla from peak to peak, and the Pumas take a 3-0 lead over the Eaton Reds in the top of the first inning. You talk about some clutch hitting. A three RBI double by Eddie Castilla, and the Reds fans are very quiet right now. What a job by peak to peak to get this thing started out of the gate.
Well, Castilla just, he went with that fastball up and over the plate and had a chance. It was close to clearing that 333 sign out there and stayed in the park for a three RBI double.
Well, our Ryder True made one heck of an effort out there in left field, a diving effort, just couldn't quite get there. And the Reds are down 3-0 on the top of the first, runner on second. Josh Sturm steps into the plate. He'll take a called strike there from Lucas Stone. Wow. You would have told me this is how that top of the first inning would have gone. I would have told you you're crazy. Stone comes set. Here's the delivery. Swing and a miss.
Well, Tyson Burton set the tone the first pitch of the game. You know, his teammates watching that, hey, we can hit this guy. And, boy, Castilla took advantage with the bases loaded.
Took him for a ride there. Give that ball a ride. Runner will go to third now on the pitch. He'll steal third on, well, probably not a stolen base, maybe defensive indifference there, but he advances. So now Eddie Castilla's on third. Sorry, Bruce, two outs here. Josh Sturm is down in the count 1-2.
Now a pass ball comes into play.
Here's the 1-2 pitch. Outside and high for ball two. It's 2-2. Our Gould Park scoreboard. The Reds are down 3-0. Peak to peak has jumped all over the Reds here early in our first game of a triple header today. Coming set is Stone. Here's the pitch. Outside and high for a ball, and Josh Sturm has worked it full. Lucas Stone, the windup. Here's the payoff pitch. High for ball four, and he walked him.
What we're also seeing this inning is a lot of pitches thrown, Tanner.
26 so far thrown for Lucas Stone as they call time to come and take a look at what they're going to do with runners on first and third. What are they putting on in this situation? Drew Kraft makes his way to the plate right now. The eight-hole hitter for the Pumas. Here's the pitch on the way. That's right down Broadway for a strike, and looked like Kraft was taken all the way.
With two outs, I wouldn't be surprised if the runner at first just takes off, gets into a pickle to try to score the runner from third.
Here's the 0-1 pitch by Stone. Runner's not going, swing, and a slow chopper. That's going to get through, and a run's going to come in to score. Drew Kraft with an RBI single. Here's the throw to third. They got him at third base. What a throw in by Liam Whalen from right field. The runner, Sturm, was trying to stretch it in, make it to third base. And Whalen throws him out at third, but four runs come in the top of the first inning in what is a shock to 25-seeded peak-to-peak Pumas up 4-0. We'll come back and see what the Reds rebuttal with on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Shake things up this summer with the Lemonade Shake at A&W Eaton. The Lemonade Shake is the sweet treat you need on a hot summer day. It's cool and refreshing with a cherry on top. A&W Eaton is where you go with your friends for daily specials or a quick lunch with the family. Lemonade shakes after a ball game? A&W Eaton on Highway 85 and 7th Avenue. You can't miss it for the classic favorites you crave at the local hangout you love. Shake it up with a lemonade shake at A&W Eaton for a limited time only.
In the ag industry, hard work and experience are the two most important attributes to possess. Livestock Exchange, LLC, has been working hard for the people of Colorado in brush since 1969. For a full rundown of upcoming cattle sales, hay auctions, or just the monthly sales schedule, visit livestockexchange.org. If you're looking for high quality and personal service, no matter the size of your operation, look no further than Livestock Exchange in Brush, Colorado.
Good morning, NOCO, with Brian Gary and Tanner Schwint. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The Reds are down 4-0 after the first inning. Wow, Bruce.
Well, they got to get these bats going right now. They're going to see the left-hander on the mound.
Yeah, they've got Hughes on the bump, and Logan Hughes has a 4.2 ERA. That was the one thing when I was looking at this team. There is zero doubt that they can hit the ball. The doubt, can they pitch it? And Logan Hughes, 4.2 ERA, they've got a 4-0 lead that he's going to be pitching with, and Gunnar Duncan is going to find his way into the box here, trying to answer back. Reds up against a little bit of a wall early.
Put some pressure on the hitting Reds.
This is why you love high school sports. You never know. Logan Hughes, the lefty, for peak to peak. He's going to work out of the stretch. Nobody on. Here we go. Gunnar Duncan digs into the plate. Here's the pitch by Logan Hughes, and that's there for a called strike.
Slow left-handed curveball that time.
Big breaking
this
ball.
This is what you call a crafty pitcher. Both pitchers left-handed and love their breaking pitches.
That breaking ball misses for a ball, and it's 1-1 now to Gunnar Duncan. The Reds with an early start here on a Friday morning. Here's the 1-1 pitch swing, and that was going to be driven into right field. Going back on it is Bowman, and he drops the ball, and Gunnar Duncan will get to second base. On the air by Brady Bowman in right field. It's a two-base error. That's not the way that you want to see the defensive half of the inning start for.
Well, when you put up a four spot at the top of the first, you don't want to give the Eaton Reds extra outs.
Not with this lineup, you don't. Lucas Stone digs in, lefty-lefty, so the next two hitters will be lefty-lefty for Logan Hughes, who's the pitcher. Stoney trying to get himself a run back, help himself out. Quick pickoff move, no, back in time is Gunnar Duncan, who can really fly over there at second base. Here's the pitch now, breaking ball high for a ball. I haven't seen a fastball thrown yet, Bruce.
No.
It'll be five straight breaking balls from Logan Hughes. Lucas Stone is locked in at the box, wagging the bat. He knows what he's got to do here with a runner in scoring position. Here's the pitch by Logan Hughes. That one's inside, and that one is a little slow pop fly into right field. That's going to fall for a base hit. Duncan had to hold up at first. Lucas Stone fell, tripped as he was coming around first base.
Now that's a Texas leaguer.
That's a Texas League single there for Lucas Stone. However you get it done, you get it done.
That's right.
Little Texas leaguer into right field, and the Reds are in business now Runners on first and third, nobody out, and they've got Walker Martin heading to the plate right now.
And I believe Zach Maskey is going to be the courtesy runner over there for Lucas Stone at first base.
This kid standing in the box right now is truly something special. We've seen so many tremendous athletes come out of Eaton High School, and Walker Martin is cementing his name as one of the top of the top, with the best of the best. And one swing of the bat right here, you're going to be looking for a new baseball, and you're going to have a one-run lead instead of four.
Take a look, Tanner, where the right fielder is playing.
Goodness.
He can turn around and shake hands with the fence.
He certainly can. They're playing Walker Martin to pull the ball. Left center field. I mean, there's a football field of length between the center fielder and the left fielder. Martin takes the first breaking ball for a strike. Very patient at the plate, very disciplined. Martin is just truly something special, as he is hitting 639 this year. Here's the ball outside. No, I didn't mess that number up. 639, Walker Martin.
With, I believe, 18 home runs.
That is 19 home runs.
That's
shorted
right.
Him one.
Well,
Chris.
The playoff, that's right. With the playoff
home run. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Martin was out in front of that ball.
It's so hard when you're facing such a slow left-handed curveball pitcher. He's just got to maybe take the ball the opposite way with that curveball.
He 100% does, Bruce. There's so much room out in left center field and left field. Hughes comes set, taking his time. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul. By Walker Martin. Zach Mask, the courtesy runner at first. Logan Hughes steps off. He knows the pressure of where he's at right now. The pitcher for peak to peak. Pitching to a guy hitting 639, going to go in the first round of the MLB draft. Here's the pitch. Outside for a ball. There's a lot of people as a coach and as a manager, they fall behind 1 and 2. You get a little worried. You're not worried with this guy standing at the plate.
Not at all.
Just so disciplined, Bruce. 2 and 2, nobody out, runners first and third. Hughes comes set, now here's the pitch. Swing, and he struck out Walker Martin, dropped third strike, but he's out. The runner will advance to second. Logan Hughes, remember that, young man. You just struck out Walker Martin.
You're not going to see that very often. I thought he fell, tipped it, but he did not. And the catcher puts the tag on.
Ryder True steps to the box now. This, if you're a Reds fan, has an eerie feeling to it right now, Bruce. Runners on second and third. The Reds are down 4-0 here in the bottom of the first inning. Just a little eerie. Pitch inside, and it's a pass ball. Play at the plate. Not in time. Gunnar Duncan scores, and then the ball gets away. That's going to ride over to the third baseman. Toss in. Not in time, and two runs have come in to score on the wild pitch by Logan Hughes, and it's 4-2 now.
Well, you're going to have a wild pitch and a error on the catcher on the throw to the home plate trying to get the first runner, trying to get Gunnar Duncan. What a big play if you go back to the opening at-bat. The Pumas
yes.
are going to look at that and say, you know, if we catch the ball.
Right.
If we catch the ball.
Right. That's exactly
but
right, Bruce.
Now all of a sudden the lead is cut in half. And Eaton Reds, who are used to putting up double-digit numbers, this four, you know, the 4-0 lead early, it looks
right.
like it's a huge thing in the top of the first. But they're used to scoring a lot of runs.
Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss there by Ryder True. This is, you just know, though, baseball's such a mental game. You start to get into positions that you're not used to being in. Here's the 1-1 by Logan Hughes outside for a ball, and it's 2-1 now to Ryder True. Nobody on, one out here in the bottom of the first inning. The 25 seed is up 4-2 over the 1 seed. Here's the pitch. Low for a ball, and True has worked this thing into a hitter's count, 3-1. Ryder True at the plate. He's batting 377 this year. Here's the pitch by Logan Hughes. Right down Broadway for a called strike. Now the count's full. Working the pitch count of Logan Hughes. There's been a lot of action in this bottom of the first. Only 16 pitches thrown for Logan Hughes right now, who delivers here outside, and he walked him.
Nice discipline by Ryder there. Not getting over anxious on that slow breaking pitch.
So both runs on the board for the Eaton Reds are unearned. A couple of errors is here. You talk about a physical specimen. Tate Smith walks into the plate. The big righty, the Oklahoma State commit, the ace pitcher for this Eaton Reds team who can do damage at the plate. Bruce, to my knowledge, and let's triple check, but because I may have missed this, no home run still for Tate Smith as that one's inside for a ball, gets away, no advance by Ryder True.
Season's not over.
And was talking with Tate and was talking with Todd Hernandez after one of the games we had this year. I said, I guarantee you it's going to come at the biggest moment. And Todd said, Coach Hernandez said, that's exactly what I've been telling him as well. Could this be one of those moments for Tate Smith for his first high school career home run? That one is in there for a strike.
You know, the second time around for these Eaton hitters is going to be a lot, I'm not going to say easier, but the adjustment, they are used to facing such speed pitching in
right.
The cage. And
here's the 1-1, swing, a slow roller, over too short, Castillo at short, 6-4-3, not in time for the second play.
I don't like what I see going down the line.
Tate Smith
is limping, and we know about that high ankle sprain that he's had before. Let's hope it's just a little tweak.
Run on first base, two outs, now up for the Reds.
He's talking to the first base coach over there. Tate Smith is in pain, grabbing at the hamstring area at first. Now he's bent down on one knee, but it's certainly his ankle that's bugging him right now. This is not good for the Eaton Reds and not good for such a good kid. Tate Smith, the Oklahoma State commit.
Looks like he's going to, you know, stay in the game, so that maybe it's just a little tweak.
Everybody,
let's hope so.
Sitting here waiting with bated breath.
Yeah, you can hear a pin drop in this Eaton crowd right now.
They know what that would possibly mean, losing Tate Smith, but he's going to stay in the game. He's grabbing back at the hamstring area, too, Bruce. It's interesting. Two outs now. Tate Smith on first. And Garrett Garrison makes his way to the plate. High for a ball. It is the hamstring area. He's stretching
that whole leg out.
He
is really stretching it out.
Here's the 1-0 pitch. Inside for a ball. 2-0. That one gets away. Like, normally Tate is on second
With the re-entry rule, it wouldn't surprise me to see a pinch runner here for him.
Yeah, Coach Hernandez is electing not to.
With one of the younger players, it's probably not going to see action today.
Here's the 2-0 pitch by Logan Hughes. Swing and a miss. A foul ball, call it. 2-1. Garrett Garrison stares at his bat. I'm telling you, Bruce, it just feels eerie to me. You got an undefeated team in the Eaton Reds here. They're down 4-2 to a 25 seed. Tate Smith hurts his leg over there. He's still he's grimacing every time. He's not even a foot off the base right now, just standing there stretching out that leg. Now he'll take a little bit of a lead. Swing, and that's a foul for Garrett Garrison. Tate Smith wanders back over to the base at first. Coach Hernandez electing to leave him in there over at first. Here's a pitch to Garrett Garrison. Runs inside for a ball, and the count is full. So, Tate, let's see what that leg does. He'll be off here on the pitch.
Yeah, two outs.
3-2 pitch. Two outs. Bottom of the first. Eaton trails peak-to-peak, 4-2. Tate goes. That's going to be a single into left field. Tate Smith can't move right now. You got to get him out of there. And here comes Todd.
There's going to be a There's going to be a change here now.
Here comes a time call. They're going to go get Tate Smith off second. He hobbled his way to second base. Runner coming in is Chandler Stewart, the junior.
Smith at second will be number 30, Chandler
Stewart. It is quiet here, folks.
Well, we're not concerned about Tate being able to complete this game at first base. We're concerned about
tomorrow.
Will he
o'clock.
Be able to pitch in yeah. this state tournament?
That's exactly right. They got to get there first. Mitch Haythorne's going to dig in.
Two outs, two on. Garrison at first.
Two outs, two on. 4-2. Peak to peak leads over the Eaton Reds. Mitch Haythorne. Here's a guy with some pop in his bat as well, Bruce. Haythorne batting 431 on the year. He does have a home run, five doubles, and 25 RBIs out of the seven hole. Cracks me up when I read that. That's a cleanup hitter on most teams. Logan Hughes, the pitcher for Peak to Peak, comes set. Here's the pitch. Haythorne will take, and that's a pass ball. Chandler Stewart will go for third, and he's in there at third. That ball didn't get very far away. That's some aggressive base running.
That's some aggressive base running, but there you can see how important having that running ability on the bases is. And Coach Hernandez, seeing that Tate Smith struggling with that apparent hamstring injury, got him out of there.
All right, Mitch Haythorne trying to cut into this lead a little bit more. Runners first and third, two outs, bottom of the first. Here's the pitch. Outside for a ball. Now to Mitch Haythorne. Here's the pitch. Swing, slow chopper back up the middle. Castillo get there. He'll take the short route, step on second base. And the Reds get two back, but they're down to the number 25 seed. Peak to peak, the Pumas up 4-2 after one. All right, here, let's get a timeout. Thanks to Clearwater Products on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 to 1310 KFKA.
Have you seen Steamway Floor to Ceiling's 4,000 square foot showroom? They have everything you could need for a remodel. Carpet, tile, granite, and that indestructible luxury vinyl everyone raves about. Did I mention interior design, 3D cabinet design, and free estimates? Steamway can even clean the carpet, tile, and air ducts. Steamway really does have it all. Go to steamwayfloortoceiling.com, stop by the beautiful showroom at 602 8th Avenue in Greeley, or call 353-0133 to find out how to make your home your dream home.
Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies isn't just located in the community. They pride themselves in serving and being a part of the community. OCR has been Greeley's hometown ortho group for decades and recently broke ground on a new facility that will make it even easier to get that medicine of motion that you crave. With over 45 specialists across six medical campuses, you are bound to find the specialist that is just right for your condition. Learn more about Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies or make an appointment today at orthohealth.com.
It's baseball season, and the Colorado Rockies can be heard on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
All right, welcome back in. Top of the second inning, peak to peak up, 4-2 over the Reds. Some big changes defensively for the Reds as Tate Smith has exited this game. Moving over to first base is Mitch Haythorne. Mitch moves to first. Going over to third is Liam Whalen, correct, Bruce?
Yes.
So Liam Whalen moves to first. Liam Whalen moves to third. There's a foul ball there at the plate.
Mitch Haythorne is over at first.
And then in right field, it is Zach Mask. Number 13, Zach Mask.
Well, Zach is loose because he was a courtesy runner earlier for Lucas.
Here's the pitch by Lucas Stone. That's there for a strike, and he's up in the count 0-2.
This is an important inning for the Reds.
It's vitally important, Bruce.
You know, they're down 4-2, which two runs to them isn't a whole lot, but they cannot give up another four spot.
That's a swing and a miss, and Lucas Stone's going to do his best to make sure that doesn't happen with the strikeout right there. That was the nine-hole hitter. Now we'll go to the top of the lineup, Burton, who saw one pitch in the top of the first and took it to center field for a single.
Burton really got this club started with that aggressive approach on the first pitch with the double.
Here's Tyson Burton in the box. Swing and a pop-up, high pop-up. It's going to stay in play. Wandering over to grab it is Lucas Stone, who's normally in right field, and he'll make the catch. And this is what you expected here. That was a towering pop-up.
Nice to have your right fielder on the mound.
That's right.
No doubt who's going to take charge on that fly ball.
And they say pitchers aren't athletes. Brendan Hartley makes his way into the plate. He drew a walk in the first inning. Stone working quicker with more confidence. Foul out of play. Stoney's working a lot quicker here, Bruce.
Yeah, that's kind of the ammo of the Eaton staff as well. They do like to work quick.
That's a swing and a miss, and Stone's up 0-2 in the count. He's thrown eight pitches in this inning. Here's the ninth pitch right here.
He needs a quick one to stay in this game for the length.
Here's the 0-2. High. He tried to bait him with the fastball. Didn't go for it. Hartley didn't. And now it's 1-2. Great day of baseball. The crowd is phenomenal here at Butch Butler. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Ooh, we almost got him to go at it, but great job of plate discipline by Brendan Hartley as that one misses outside for a ball, and it's 2-2 now.
I'm really impressed with the top of the lineup of these Pumas.
2-2. That one's going to be a slow, soft hit, but it goes foul out of play. See what Liam Whalen has to offer over at third base. A lot of shuffling due to that Tate Smith injury in the top of the first.
Isn't that amazing what an injury does to create multiple position changes?
Liam Whalen was in right field to start this game. Here's the 2-2 pitch again. Swing and a foul ball, and look at Brendan Hartley battle. Brendan Hartley, Bruce, just a sophomore. You talk about this peak-to-peak team. This could be a team that we are going to see for a while now. Here's the 2-2 again. Swing, center field. That's driven into center field. Going to make the catch is Cade Gentry. And that is a 1-2-3 inning for
just what the Reds needed,
Stone.
Tanner.
That is exactly right. And in the inning, 11 pitches thrown, no hits. No runs given up. Head to the bottom of the second. Timeout brought to you by Clearwater Products on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 to 1310 KFKA.
What does Alt Feed Mill have to offer that chain feed stores don't? They care for everyone in the ag industry, whether you're buying a tote of feed for the pigs, chickens, sheep, or horses. If you're buying a truckload for the dairy or feedlot, they have that handled as well. Alt Feed Mill cares about the ag industry and will give you the respect and care that you deserve. They're located at 635 Railroad Avenue in Alt and can be reached by phone at 970-834-2132. Alt Feed Mill, agricultural business done right.
Benjamin Franklin once said, "In this world, nothing can be said to be certain except death and taxes."
At Mosher Funeral Service, we can help take the uncertainty out of what will one day be certain. We provide pre-planning and at-need services to help you in your time of need. For more info, call us today at 970-330-6824. As for the other certainty, well, we can't help you with that. But you only have to pay us once. Mosher Funeral Service in Greeley.
Prep sports are on Northern Colorado's Voice. 1310 KFKA.
Boy, if you're just joining us, you've missed a lot, and it's the bottom of the second. I'm Tanner Schwint. Bruce Dick joining me today. We're in the Alliance Irrigation broadcast booth here from Butch Butler. The Reds trail the peak-to-peak Pumas 4-2 in the bottom of the second. Peak-to-peak jumped all over Lucas Stone in the first inning. Two unearned runs come in for the Reds in the bottom of the first. Tate Smith has exited this game with an injury, and Joey Blaskowski makes his way to the plate right now.
Yeah, so much has happened. And like you say, we're in the bottom of the second. You know, as the Reds approach this, they know they're going to score runs, especially against this left-hander who the velocity is very down.
Logan Hughes pitched there, breaking ball, misses, 2-0 now.
It takes some adjustments when you see the low velo like you've seen right now.
Like you said, crafty. That's a great word to describe Logan Hughes, who's got a 4.2 ERA, hasn't got an earned run against him here. That's a swing, and what a hack by Joey Blaskowski, but it goes foul. 2-1.
Joey is trying to give the Reds a lead on that swing,
except for there's nobody on.
Nobody
he can only
on
score
base.
One run.
You can't hit a three-run home run right now.
That swing certainly felt like he thought he could. Here's the 2-1. Is that low? It is for a ball, and it's 3-1.
That pitch actually looked pretty good, didn't it, Tim?
I thought it did, Bruce. There is a giant ball right in the way here that I got to lean forward to see over. Thanks for the genetics, Mom and Dad. Five-pitch walk for Joey Blaskowski. Two things that you can't do in baseball when you're playing the Eaton Reds, give them extra outs and walk anybody. And Cade Gentry, the lefty, the nine-hole hitter, makes his way to the plate.
And we've said this before on the air, probably the best nine-hole hitter in 3A baseball.
No, there's zero doubt about that, man. Cade Gentry digs in. Now you talk about a guy that can fly. Quick pick back. Well, I think one of my favorite moments this year was when Joey Blaskowski was on second base. Cade Gentry hit a triple and about caught him to third base. Cade can really fly, and Joey's no slouch. Joey can run, man, and that's just how fast Cade Gentry is. Two pickoff moves. We've been sitting here for 3 minutes, and Cade hasn't seen a pitch yet. Logan Hughes comes set. They're worried about Blaskowski taking off. And here's the pitch. That's going to be in there for a called strike against Cade Gentry.
Yeah, if we were both about 6'5 today, Tanner, it would help seeing over this obstacle bar.
Just a couple inches short, Bruce. That's all good. Quick pickoff move. Blaskowski's back in time.
And this is why we have the new rule in Major League Baseball. With the limit of
disengagements,
two pickoff attempts to first base.
That runner would get second base if this was the pros. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul by Cade Gentry out of play. Delta making their way in. The 7th seed. We'll see them in the second game against University. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Cade Gentry. That's right there. He struck him out looking. That breaking ball, that was nasty. Give a backwards K to Logan Hughes.
Yeah, K just gave up on that pitch. It was started out so high. I mean, it
looked like he was going to lean in and take it, Bruce. It looked like he was going to hit him.
He just kind of gave up on it.
That lefty-lefty matchup is tough right now. And we've got Gunnar Duncan digging in. He's 0-1, but reached
second
on an
through
error.
The lineup, Tanner. I think they'll make some adjustments to this slow pitching.
Let's see what they do. Here's the pitch by Logan Hughes. Blaskowski takes off for second. That's a foul ball, though, and he'll have to head back. That's one that I think both Gunnar Duncan and Joey Blaskowski are going to be upset that he swung at, because Blaskowski had that bag swiped, and it was a ball, but he fouls it off, and Duncan down in the count 0-1 now. Looking at his wristband with what Todd Hernandez is called. Interesting, not just signs. The Reds all have wristbands with different play calls, so to speak, on them. Blaskowski. Time called at the plate by Gunnar Duncan.
Notice the different pace in Logan Hughes and Lucas Stone as far as time between pitches.
Here's the pitch by Logan Hughes. High for a ball, and it's 1-1. I think they thought Blaskowski was going to go there, Bruce, so they went with a high outside fastball so that catcher, Brendan Hartley, could come up firing. Another pickoff move. Blaskowski doesn't even have that big of a lead over there, Bruce, honestly. But when a guy's tried to steal on you once already in this at-bat, you got to keep an eye on him.
See what Joey does here. He keeps getting a little bigger lead.
Here's the pitch. Swing, and that's ripped into center field. Going back on it is Burton. He'll make the catch, and there's two away. Lucas Stone makes his way to the plate. He had a Texas League single in the bottom of the first inning. Reds are the home team here at Butch Butler. Lucas Stone trying to help him out here. He gave up a four spot in the top of the first inning. The Reds trail 4-2 on our Gould Park scoreboard to the Pumas. A lot of excitement in the first inning. Tate Smith has exited this game with an injury. Time called. The pace of this thing has slowed down immensely with Logan Hughes on the bump. Here's the pitch. Swing, and that's going to be a base hit into left field. Lucas Stone, 2-for-2 on the day.
Well, what Lucas did, he took that slow curveball and went the opposite way. And good news, I see Tate Smith jogging up and down the first baseline.
That is fantastic news. We've got a courtesy runner coming in. Cooper Nider.
Courtesy runner at first base for Stone. Runners at first and second, two outs. Now up shortstop. Number 16,
two outs here. Here's a guy that can give the Reds a lead with one swing of the bat. However, Walker Martin struck out in the bottom of the first inning.
Walker well, Martin. We're not going to see that again.
I was just trying to find the numbers
with
on
the
that
adjustment.
Bruce. He's only struck out five times all year. Five strikeouts for Walker Martin all year. Here's the pitch outside for a ball.
Yeah, if Walker times one of these slow curveballs, we're going to see a 5-4 game here.
Warm day now that sun's up. Great day for baseball. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Walker Martin. Inside for a ball, and he's ahead in the count 2-0. This is the discipline from a high school player you don't see very often. He strikes out in the first inning. You know he's antsy to get back up there, and the plate discipline stays. 2-0. You don't want to fall behind this guy with runners on first and second. The Reds trying to get some runs across. That one misses, and now 3-0. And I can guarantee you Walker's got a green light here. Look for a hanging breaking ball, and that could land on 23rd Avenue. Time called. You don't see that very often. Logan Hughes asking Brendan Hartley to come out and visit him.
On a 3-0 count.
Right over there on, as you entered the stadium. A lot of great food.
With how much damage can be done by Walker Martin, a walk here isn't the worst thing in the world for Logan Hughes.
You're exactly right. In fact, I think I just put him on right now.
Yeah. Another step off by Logan Hughes. Down on the count, 3-0. Here's the 3-0 pitch by Logan Hughes to Walker Martin. Outside, ball four, and he walked him. Bases juice now, two outs. The Reds got a little two-out rally going on. Ryder True, who walked in the bottom of the first inning, makes his way in. Excuse me, he reach on a fielder's choice, I believe. Is that what you got over there, Bruce?
Yes.
Bases juiced. Ryder True at the plate. Hughes comes set. Here's the pitch. Outside for a ball.
Yeah, Ryder hit the ball hard right to Castilla at shortstop last time up. But got the force out on second to reach on the fielder's choice.
True does have a home run on the year, batting 377 out of the cleanup spot. Here's a pitch, swing, and a foul ball just about got
Joey
Blaskowski.
This is why you go down in foul territory, always off of third base.
Did you see Ryan McMahon get smacked by that foul ball yesterday?
I did see that.
104 mile per hour exit velocity on the bat, and it drilled him in the back. I thought we were going to have another instance there. Hughes steps off again. 1-1 the count to Ryder Truro. Bases juiced, bottom of the second inning. The Reds trail 4-2. Here's the pitch. Swing. That's driven into deep left
Goodbye.
Field. Going
Goodbye.
Back, going back, looking at it. It's gone! Ryder Truro, a grand slam! And the Reds have recaptured the lead. He got the hanging breaking ball and sent it over the wall. What an at-bat by Ryder Truro, and it's flipped this game on its head. The Reds lead 6-4.
And here come the Reds, Tanner.
What an at-bat. What a home run by Ryder Truro.
We talked about that adjustment the Reds will make the second time through facing Hughes. And, boy, they have made that adjustment.
Wow.
That was just a no-doubter off the bat.
What an incredible home run from Ryder Truro. And with two outs, the Reds put four on the board, and they lead 6-4 with Zach Mask, who's entered this game because of an injury to Tate Smith, coming to the plate. Here's the pitch. Swing, and he ripped that one too, but it's going to drift foul and out of play. What a swing by Zach Mask.
I'll tell you what, that was close to home run distance. Just pulled that.
And Zach can really fly, too.
I've seen that from Tanner Schwinn on the golf course, that strong pull to the left, man. It goes, you know, over 300 yards, just a little left.
Just a bit outside. Huh? Here's the 0-1. Swing, and that's a big hit back up the middle for Zach Mask. Zach Mask enters the game and quickly delivers a two-out single, and the Reds aren't done. Who cares how many outs there are? As long as there's not three, the Reds are going to keep hitting. Looking
they
for
need
some
more baseballs. Let's get this umpire some baseballs.
We got a baseball. Well, I tell you what, all the people who parked in left field, you better go check your cars, because I'm not sure that home run, though, is still landed from Ryder Truro. The grand slam and the bottom of the second inning. Here's the pitch now. Outside for a ball to Garrett Garrison. The Reds just flipped this game on its head. 6-4. Here's the pitch. Low for a ball. Count moves to 2-1. Our Gould Park scoreboard looks a little different up there, Bruce.
Boy, that you love to see that from Ryder Truro, because, you know, Walker Martin gets the walk, and he says, I got you.
Picks his teammate up. Pickoff move back, checking on Zach Mask at first. He's back in time safely. I got to apologize to our producer, Micah Kilpatrick, there. I'm sure he loved the audio quality on that as I was screaming there, but what a big moment. State baseball playoffs, man. Here's the pitch, runs inside, and he got him. He hit Garrett Garrison. Now, runners on first and second. Mitch Haythorne going to find his way to the plate. This is what great teams do. It had an eerie feeling about it. Tate Smith gets injured. There's a four spot put up by Peak to Peak in the top of the first. The bats are, you know, Walker Martin strikes out. You just had that feeling about it that, okay, maybe the Reds are in a little bit of trouble here. And great teams find a way, and that's exactly what Ryder Truro and company did here in the bottom of the second with a grand slam by Truro. And now runners on first and second as Mitch Haythorne makes his way to the plate looking to tack on. Here's the pitch. Swing, and that one's roped into right field. Is that going to get down? Is that going to be a fair ball? Just foul. And all the runners will have to go back. Long foul ball, but if you're Logan Hughes, you're just telling yourself that's a loud, really long strike.
And if you're Logan Hughes, what do I throw next?
The Reds have timed up the curveball now.
They have.
The fastball is going to get obliterated with no speed and no movement on it by Hughes. Difficult spot for a pitcher. Haythorne settles back in. Here's the pitch. Swing, slow, ground ball, seeing eyes. Is it going to get there in time? Oh, it was dropped at first. A run's going to come in to score. A run comes in to score on the error from Owen Branscombe at first base. Runners first and third, and the Reds lead 7-4. I thought that the ball may have had eyes, Bruce, but
I think that's a base hit. I don't think error and an additional error.
It was an error on the throw by Owen Branscombe that allowed. Had him at first.
I think Haythorne had it beat out.
You think so, huh?
We'll see what the official score calls.
Well, I've ruled it an error.
And
so
we'll stay with the error right now.
Thanks, because that would have been a lot of work to go back and change
we'll
that.
We'll stay with that error. It was definitely an error. The question was if a good throw would have had him at first base.
Three unearned runs for the Reds today. Here's the 1-0 pitch. That's in the dirt for a ball. Garrison thought about trying to advance. He doesn't. And now Joey Blaskowski, who led this inning off with a walk,
yes,
is ahead in the count 2-0.
And the old saying, good things with two outs. Tanner, all this has happened with two outs.
It's insane. 7-4 now. Reds lead on our Gould Parts scoreboard. We're in the bottom of the second, folks. Here's the pitch by Hughes. Swing, and it's a base hit in the left field. Garrison's going to come in to score. And Joey Blaskowski has reached safely for the second time in this inning. Joey Blaskowski gets the RBI, one of the two outs that we've had in this inning is Cade Gentry. He's at the plate here. Reds lead 8-4. They've thrown six on the board in the bottom of the second. Four of them coming off of the grand slam from Ryder True. And safe to say the Reds have found their rhythm. I think it really started, too, with Lucas Stone in the last half inning. That's a swing and a drive right field. Is that ball going to get down? It is. Base hit by Cade Gentry. One run. Here's the play at the plate. Not in time. Mitch Haythorne comes in, and the Reds are up 9-4 now. Haythorne makes his way in there. And the Reds up 10-4 now. That's what they've got it at. I've got it 9-4, Bruce. Am I correct on that? Only one run came in. I believe this is a 9-4 game. Either way, here's Gunnar Duncan. That breaking ball misses high for a ball.
Well, I want to go back to Cade Gentry's at-bat. Talk about making an adjustment. Made the first out of the inning on a called strike and gets up there and makes a great adjustment and just hits the ball hard.
That ball gets away. We're going to have a play at the plate. Blaskowski's going to walk home. And Cade Gentry's going to go first to third. The throw's into left field. Look at the Reds. It's an 11-4 ball game.
And, man, all of a sudden.
The floodgates have opened. The dam has burst.
Yeah, peak to peak just turned into the Bad News Bears on those throws around the field.
Blaskowski comes in to score on the wild pitch. Gentry comes home to score on the wild pitch and a fielding error as well. 11-4. Oh, my. The Reds trailed 4-0 at one point in this game, and it's 11-4 now. Meeting at the mound, let's step aside on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 at 1310 KFK.
If you have Health First Colorado, Colorado's Medicaid program, or Child Health Plan Plus, also known as CHIP, eligibility reviews are resuming. Have you changed your phone number or email address in the last 3 years? Have you moved? It's important we're able to reach you. Go to keepcocovered.com to learn how to update your contact information. Get notified when it's your time to renew by updating your communication preferences. Some members will be automatically renewed. Others will receive renewal paperwork that must be completed, signed, and returned right away. If you need help completing your paperwork, contact your county Human Services Department. Don't risk a gap in your health coverage. Learn more at keepcocovered.com. Brought to you by the Department of Healthcare Policy and Financing and the Colorado Broadcasters Association.
Good morning, NoCo. Weekdays at 6 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Greeley.
trying to figure out our scoreboards.
Cade Gentry led off the inning with a strikeout, and then Gunnar Duncan flew out to center field. Now everybody else has scored. That's eight runs, is it not?
Oh, Bruce. We got a defensive change I got to take care of here. Coming into pitch is Jacob Strong. 11 runs, 10 of those were earned, 9 This is Jacob Strong at the on the bump.
2 outs that look for the Reds. Sketchy. Number 11, Gunnar Duncan.
He's pitching here. See Gunnar how Duncan steps into the plate. We'll get it all sorted out here. That one gets away for a ball, and it's 1-0. Or, excuse me, 3-0 now to Gunnar Duncan. Let's take a quick look back at how this has happened, all right? Blaskowski walked. Then we had a strikeout by Cade Gentry.
Blaskowski walked.
That's right.
That's where it was not Cade that led off.
No, it was Blaskowski who led off.
So here's the that is correct.
2-0 pitch. That's in the dirt for a ball. 3-0. You get these radio guys trying to do math,
right.
Bruce. It doesn't work out very good.
Especially when you put up a 9 spot.
Oh, man, this is where the technology comes into play here. You get a good chance to go back and look at it, man.
And I had Joey walking.
It's a four-pitch walk there.
I didn't paint that in, so I thought that they scored 8 consecutive guys, but I had to go back for Joey's run, who led off the inning with a walk.
He did. Jacob Strong is a sophomore coming into this game pitching in a very big spot. Lucas Stone makes his way to the plate right now. Jacob Strong has no innings pitched this year.
And this is where coach is trying to just eat up innings and save some pitching arms.
Here's the pitch on the way. Low for a ball. We haven't seen a strike in 7 years, it feels like, because anything that's been in the strike zone, the Reds have been hammering. Throwing up 9 in the bottom of the second. Stay with us all day on KFK. We've got a triple header. Here's the 1-0. There's a called strike. 1-1 now to Lucas Stone. Brian Gary will be back in the studio today. He'll be filling in between games. Appreciate again all of the KFK crew today for making this happen. All of our great sponsors. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Called a strike.
I think we are getting a little scoreboard strike zone right there.
Mercy strike call is what it was, if we're being blatantly obvious and honest with it. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a base hit back up the middle. The onslaught continues. Walker Martin's going to make his way to the plate. Wow, Bruce. Courtesy runner comes in. Cooper Niter.
Well, this is going to end up being a mercy rule game, Tanner. We're just going to see how many innings we do go.
That's exactly right. It's 20 after 3, 15 after 4, and 10 after 5. We could be staring at a 14-4 ball game after this. Walker Martin 0-for-1 with a strikeout and a walk today. Now facing a right-handed pitcher with a little bit more velocity. Here's the pitch outside for a ball. How many times will Walker Martin walk in the state tournament?
Oh, he's going to walk a lot.
He is.
I mean, as you go in farther into the bracket, he's not going to see a lot of pitches.
No, he's not. Walker Martin now at the plate. Jacob Strong, the sophomore, on the bump for peak to peak. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul.
It's the first time I've seen Walker just a little over anxious.
Yeah, he was a little bit there. I don't blame him, man. You see everything else? You know, he finds a way on. Don't forget, Ryder Crew hit a grand slam already.
Could we see two
grand slams in the same inning? It's been so long in between half innings. Lucas, who is that headed down there? Is that, they're going to warm somebody up. That one That ball is outside for a ball. It's 2-1.
Sure, you might as well save Lucas some. Why send him back out there?
Yeah.
You're going to see some young guys come in on the mound, I think, Tanner.
This is how I expected this game to go. How we got here has been insane. Here's the pitch. That's going to be high for a ball, and it's 3-1 to Walker Martin. I am shocked he didn't take a rip at that, Bruce.
Well, it was high, and that shows his discipline. He has a great eye at the plate, knows that zone.
Here's the pitch, 3-1. He walked him. Ball gets away from the catcher. Nobody's coming in. Walker Martin with the second walk of the day. Ryder True, who reached on a fielder's choice. And in this inning, approximately 20 minutes
could
ago.
Could we see it?
How many times? I don't know, man. But if I'm driving back there, I'm getting the hell out of the way.
The white pickup right now. Move. You're in danger. You're in danger.
Ryder True hit a grand slam earlier in the inning. Bases juiced again. That pitch misses low for a ball. Everybody knows what can happen here. The Reds have posted a crooked number in the bottom of the second. 9 runs have been plated, all with 2 outs. Here's the pitch. Outside for a ball, and it's 2-0. What do you do here if you're peak-to-peak? You throw it across the zone, it's getting hammered. You walk them, runs are just going to keep coming across. I'm glad I'm not a pitcher out there.
This is going to be interesting if he sees a strike.
The memory of the home run in the head. Here's the pitch. Oh, just a touch late on that. He fouls it off. 2-1 now. Great day for baseball. Let's hope it stays this way. There's a chance for some afternoon storms coming through. The Reds lead 11-4 on the Gould Park scoreboard. Here's the pitch. High for a ball. 3-1.
Well, if you're right or true, this is where you want to be. 3-1 count. You pick your part of the plate that you're going to take a swing at.
Here's the pitch. Missed it. Ball 4. Ball gets away. They're going to hold everybody up. It's 12-4 now. The Reds out in front. This thing's not – I don't think this thing's going 5. This is all with 2 outs, folks. This is just a dominant performance right now. Has peak-to-peak had chances to minimize some of it, sure. A lot of pass balls behind the plate, wild pitches, but –
Yeah, the bottom line is they have not been able to get outs since the first inning.
Since they got the first 2, Bruce. Yeah. Here's the pitch. That one's low for a ball. This is what happens when you throw a sophomore out there who hasn't had a single inning pitched at the varsity level in Jacob Strong. Pitch ripped into left center field. That's going to score some runs.
That will clear the bases.
That could be a triple now for Zach Mask. Is he going to hold up? He'll hold up a double. A 3 RBI double for Zach Mask. It's 15-4.
How about Zach Mask? Limited playing time on varsity and comes in to replace Tate Smith. And what's he do? He just goes up both times and hits the ball hard. A base clearing double.
Garrett Garrison finds his way to the plate, and the Reds are Garrison reaches. What is it when you bat around twice? Is there a phrase for that, Mr.
Yeah,
baseball terminology?
Yeah, lots of runs.
Lots of runs. That's right. I need a water, Bruce. My voice, I didn't think it was going to be this exciting here, but the Reds just piling on. Oh, and misses high for a ball. It's 15-4 now.
And we are in what inning, Tanner?
That would be the bottom of the second,
yes,
Bruce.
We are in the bottom of the second, and we have been on the air for over an hour and a half.
Not quite. It feels like it. This inning feels like it's been an hour and a half. If there's anybody just getting to the ballpark and would like to run up a water to me, I've got $20 in my pocket, Bruce.
Oh, well.
Yeah, he's going to take
I'm going to take the headset off and run down and get a quick one.
It's 15-4. Here's the pitch. High for a ball. Thank you. See, Jennifer Flummerfelt coming through, man.
You know.
And I'll say it because she's here.
Feeling
she's
sorry
by far,
for him.
By far my favorite teacher. By far. It's not even close. Here's the pitch. Outside for a ball. 3-0. No, they call that a strike, Bruce.
Was she your teacher?
She was. She was. Don't apologize to her.
Bless you back there in the crowd.
Don't apologize to Jen. She knew. I was her favorite student, too.
Classroom of one?
I don't. It was a classroom of one. Here's the pitch. Inside for a ball, ball four.
Look at the frustration out there on.
I mean, what do you do on Jacob Strong's part? You haven't thrown any varsity innings this year.
You're put into this situation, and you just want to get an out. Just one out.
Mitch Haythorne back to the plate. Well, 0 for 2 on the day for Mitch. Is that right, Bruce? That's what
yes.
I did. 0 for 2 on the day. This is for the second time this inning.
Reached on the second base error.
That's right. That's in there for a called strike. The Reds have hung 13 runs in the bottom of the second. Runners on first and second, all with two outs, mind you. Here's the pitch. That's outside, pass ball. Runners will advance.
I have not been keeping track of pass balls, but that has to be, what, 7 or 8 now?
It is. I can pull that up for you, Bruce. If I can get there.
Well, chance for Mitch Haythorne to drive in two with a base hit. Here in the bottom of the second inning with two outs. We've had two outs forever.
We've had four wild pitches, Bruce. I'm not sure about pass balls. Here's the pitch. Haythorne's wanting to get a hit so bad. He swings at a ball out of the zone, pushes it down the first baseline for a foul. He's behind in the count, 1-2, and the Pumas are one strike away. Haythorne 0 for 2. Runners on second and third. Here's the pitch. Outside for a ball, and it's 2-2. What a roller coaster this game has been, and we're in the second. Pumas were up, if you remember, way back over an hour ago. The Pumas were up 4-0 in the first. Here's the pitch. Swing, base hit back up the middle for Mitch Haythorne. That'll plate two more. What do you say, man? It's 17-4 now.
It's got to feel good for Mitch Haythorne getting those two RBIs.
So Joey Blaskowski in this inning has walked and a two RBI single in this inning, I said. This is his third plate appearance in the second. Wow. Here's the pitch. Pop up, infield. Kraft will go under it and make the catch, and the inning is over. In the inning, the Reds, what about them? 15 runs on 8 hits, 2 errors, 61 pitches thrown in the bottom of the second. The highlight, the grand slam from Ryder True. Finally, let's get a break. Brought to you by Clearwater Products on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. That's the first pitch. It's going to be roped into a high pop fly in right field, and that's going to get down. It's a double for Brady Bowman to start the top of the third inning. Whoa.
That was a towering fly ball, but nobody could get to it.
Zach Mass couldn't get over there in time.
Well, Zach Mass was really playing, kind of a right center field that time.
Which was interesting with a left-handed hitter up there, but Brady Bowman's 2-for-2 today for peak-to-peak. Maybe do they have some fight left in them? It's a 17-4 ball game. Welcome back in. If you're just joining us, you missed a lot. I'm Tanner Schwint, Bruce Dick. Here's the pitch right there for a strike. And who's we got Lucas Stone still on the bump?
Yeah, Lucas is still in.
Stoney gave up four in the top of the first. Tate Smith gets injured. Walker Martin strikes out, and you think, this is a weird feeling for the Reds. They put up 15 in the bottom of the second. That is a breaking ball for a called strike. Stone is up 0-2 in the count now. Runner on second. Gould Park scoreboard tells us it's 17-4 Eaton. What a wild start to the day. That pitch is inside. That's a pass ball on Gunnar Duncan. Bowman on the pass ball reaches third, so a sack fly scores a run here. We got two more games today, Bruce.
And Tanner, if it's at this pace, we have two more games tonight.
Yeah. That's in for a ball. 2-2 now to A.J. Green. Swing and a miss. Snowy fouled it off.
Well, that was a great pitch by Lucas.
I can't believe A.J. Green made contact with that. That was a good piece of hitting because I think that was going to paint the black there on the outside half. Lucas Stone, here's the pitch, the 2-2 again. Swing and a miss. That time he got him, sits him down.
Deceptive fastball by Lucas Stone. You know, he throws a lot of breaking pitches, and when that fastball comes in, it almost you don't think it's as quick as it is, and it's very deceiving.
That was a 45-minute bottom of the second. Stone hasn't thrown in just about an hour. I am just blown away by this. Here's the pitch by Stone. That's right there for a strike. Great pitch.
Well, Stoney has struck out A.J. Green, the cleanup hitter, twice now in this game.
Owen Branscombe at the plate. He's 0-1, swing and a foul.
Yeah, last time Lucas got Owen Branscombe on a outside curveball that he just couldn't lay off.
See if he goes back with it here. Stone, long looking, still holding, still waiting. Here's the pitch. Fastball outside, just missed. I think if Duncan frames that a little bit, Bruce, that may have been called a strike. It looked like the umpire was ready to call it. Here's the pitch. Inside. Branscombe gets out of the way. Breaking ball that didn't break very much.
Yeah, it just stayed in there. See what Lucas comes back with here.
Here's the 2-2 again. Swing and a foul tip and caught by Gunnar Duncan.
Nice job by Gunnar Duncan.
Two outs
now.
Runner on third base.
Top of the third inning. Big thanks to A&W Eaton, our official restaurant sponsor of Preps Radio. Here's the pitch by Lucas Stone. Ran inside for a ball. 1-0, runner on third base is Brady Bowman. He led the inning off with a double, reached on a pass ball. Here's the 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss. What are you looking at over there, Bruce?
Well, I'll tell you what, I really like the look of this this hitter, Eddie Castilla. I believe it's Castilla.
Here's the pitch.
And I'm trying to pick up the pronunciation from the PA announcer as well. But this kid plays a good shortstop and hit the ball hard his first up.
It's the manager's son as well. Here's the pitch. That's a breaking ball in there for a called strike. Remember, the Reds will be playing at 2 o'clock over at University Field. The only way we get there is if University loses to Delta. That's our next game here on KFKA. Here's the 2-2 again. Swing and a miss. Lucas Stone got him.
Three Ks, Tanner. This inning, Lucas Stone sits down the Pumas.
He does. Let's get a break on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 to 1310 KFKA.
Trust.
It's not something that's handed to you. You have to earn it. J9 Insurance understands that and has built the trust of Northern Colorado one customer at a time. You're not just a policy number with the J9 Group. You're part of the family. The insurance world can get confusing, but the folks at J9 Insurance can take that confusion out of the process. There's no one-size-fits-all insurance policy, but J9 will find a plan that's tailored to your needs. If you're looking to join the team or just need J9 Insurance, call them 970-834-2009.
Weld County relies on agriculture. Agriculture relies on water and having the right irrigation system to disperse it. Alliance Irrigation, your local Rinky dealer, is here to help. Need a drivetrain retro? Even if you have a competitive brand machine, Alliance Irrigation can update your drivetrain with Rinky parts and even give you a full 8-year warranty on parts and labor. Avoid costly downtime by calling Alliance Irrigation in Kersey at 970-353-1621. That's 970-353-1621.
Hear the manager of the NoCo Owls every Tuesday with the Frank Gonzalez Show on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to Butch Butler. I'm Tanner Schwint. Bruce Dick joining me as well in the Alliance Irrigation broadcast booth. Big shout out to Mario and Destiny Gomez. Bruce, this is what I love about my job, these clients and the relationships that we make. You know, I had wedding invites going to a lot of the same people who are on our station, which is a really cool thing, man. So great people out there at Alliance Irrigation. No matter what color the box of your sprinkler is, Mario and the crew can get it fixed for you. Water is so vitally important in Northern Colorado, man. Make sure you're getting the most out of it in your sprinkler with Alliance Irrigation. We've got a new pitcher on the mound for the Peak to Peak Pumas. What a great name. Charlie Custard makes his way in there. Custard has one appearance. No wins, no losses, no ERA. At least he's on the...
But he has made an appearance.
He has. They've got different stats. The PA announcer. Let's see here. So Charlie Custard into the game. Reds lead 17-4. Kate Gentry to the plate.
Well, Kate Gentry hit a hard line drive to right field for a base hit his last time up.
That one's in there for a strike. That one is low for a ball. Bruce, why don't you take it for a second here while I
gotcha.
Figure this out.
We have a 1-1 count on Gentry. And we have a timeout at the plate. Cade steps out. Collects his thoughts. Reds lead 17-4, and the pitch way outside makes the count 2-1. Cade, as we'd mentioned before, the best number 9 hitter in 3A baseball. Takes a pitch, and the count goes to 3-1.
Great discipline at the plate by Cade Gentry.
And Kate draws a base on balls, which brings us back to the top of the lineup with catcher Gunnar Duncan.
Duncan today 0 for 2.
That won't catch it. Number 11, Gunnar Duncan.
Great speed over there at first as well, Bruce.
Well, and what these Reds are seeing is a lot of at-bats in a short period of time today.
Yes, they are.
Scoring 17 runs, Tanner. Just an incredible 15-run inning. You just don't see that very often.
No, you don't.
Here's the pitch. Again, outside. Brings the count to 1-1.
Gentry can really fly over there at first. We'll be interested to see if he takes off at any point.
Set. Here's the pitch. And again, outside.
2-1 now. Charlie Custer, the guy on the bump.
Yeah, Charlie has not made many appearances and having a little trouble finding the zone right now. There's a strike and felled off by Gunnar Duncan.
Nothing more unnerving than when you hear people yelling, heads up, and you lose the ball in the sunlight.
At least we don't have to, shouldn't have to worry too much about car damage today. Oh, great line drive. Gunnar Duncan reaches out with the ball on the outer side of the plate and drives it to right field. Tremendous piece of hitting by the catcher for the Eaton Reds. Puts runners at first and third with Lucas Stone, today's pitcher, at the plate.
Duncan saw a fastball on the outside corner that he liked, and he didn't try and get too fancy with it. He just pushed it into right field for a single. First and third now, and if the Reds score seven, this game's over.
First pitch by Custard gets passed. Another pass ball, and Kay Gentry easily scores from third base, and Gunnar Duncan moves down to second. Makes the score 18-4 with the runner on second. We're in the bottom of the third, and Lucas Stone, today's pitcher, still at the plate. With a Stone ahead in the count. One ball, no strikes. And another wild, we're going to say this is a wild pitch by Charlie Custer. But I'll tell you what, the catcher back there is, he's getting a good day's work in, Tanner.
Brendan Hartley's been running wind sprints to the backstop all day. Lucas Stone, 3-for-3 on the afternoon. Three singles.
Slow ground ball to first base. He's going to take it himself. Scores a run. Give Lucas Stone an RBI on the fielder's choice. And with one out, the Reds lead 19-4. Well, Walker Martin, this is something we haven't seen much, only five times this year. And Walker struck out the first time up and has not had a pitch to hit since, with drawing two base on balls.
That was ripped into right
and
field.
Martin rips it to the fence in right field. He's going to have an easy stand-up double, and that's the swing we're accustomed to. Stayed on that pitch, drove it hard to right field. Boy, that ball didn't get more than 15, 20 feet in the air and drove it to the fence.
It had some interesting English on it. As that ball came down, it was tailing right. You were giving me a hard time about my golf game, pulling everything left, Bruce. That looked like one of your drives. It went, started out, looks like it was going straight, and then tailed off right and hit the fence for, as you said, an easy stand-up double.
Well, it did stay. It did stay in the fairway, so Walker gets to second base easily.
One.
Well, brings up right or true. What's this guy done? Well, just with two outs, got everything going with the grand salami. Man, the grand slam by right or true in that second inning. What a performance this kid has done throughout his career at Eaton High School, not only in baseball, but the great multi-sport athlete.
1-for-1 on the day. Excuse me. For Ryder True, he's walked twice and plated five runners.
Here's the pitch by Custard. Nice little breaking pitch come in for a curveball. Strike, and Ryder's down on the count, 0-1.
Bruce, they've got it 20-4 up there, but nobody scored on that Martin double, correct? I've got it 19-4 still on my book. That one tied for a ball, and it's 1-1 now.
Well, we'll check that out, but they're usually right.
It's that Platte Valley, Valley edumacation I got over here, Bruce.
Yeah, but those teachers are great at handing out water. I mean, I'm going to.
You're going to get hit in the back of the head is what you're going to get. They're going to call a balk.
A balk. Custard box. And now a pass ball will score another run. High and tight into Ryder True. And Ryder now ahead in the count, 2-1.
Pitch
right and in. I was wrong. That was a 3-1 pitch, and that came high and tight. And Ryder True draws the walk on first base. So now we have runners on first and third. Zach Mass, who replaced Tate Smith earlier in the game, looked like Tate had gone out with maybe a possible hamstring injury. The good news, we did see him jogging up and down the left field fence after he was taken out of the game. And, of course, that's such an important part of that Eaton pitching staff with Tate Smith, the Oklahoma State commit. We really want to see him pitching in this state tournament.
The Reds have called the dogs off just a little bit. They had another passed ball there, a wild pitch by Charlie Custard. But the runner at third stays there. What has Zach Mask done since he's come into the game? 2-for-2 with a single and a double and 3 RBIs. Got another
buck.
What we got here? Another balk called. Foul ball and third down the third base line.
And Zach's going to get another chance. That foul ball came just in front of the dugout, and Zach Mass says, "Thanks, I get another chance." But what's Zach done? Nothing but hit the ball hard today. With 2 base hits.
3 RBIs as well. Bruce, I was right. The scoreboard was wrong. It's 20-4. I got a win. Don't you ever doubt me again.
Tanner, once again, on top of things here at Butch Butler Field.
Man, that feels good to hear. Don't miss his high and outside for a ball.
Here's the delivery. Nice breaking pitch, and Zach Mass goes down on strikes for the second out of the inning.
His eyes lit up a little bit. Didn't think that ball was going to break out of the zone, and good pitch by Charlie Custard to get the second out. It's a 20-4 game. So if the Pumas don't score in the top of the fourth inning, this thing's going only until there.
Well, Garrett Garrison comes to the plate and immediately sees a ball way outside of the zone and another wild pitch by Custer. Ryder True advances to third base on the wild pitch.
Well, the Reds got them just where they want them. They're down. They got 2 outs in the inning, Bruce. They put up 15 with 2 outs in the second.
Nice discipline by Garrison at the plate, and he let's that go by on the outside for ball 2. Well, Custer's put into a situation where this has to be tough for a young right-handed pitcher. And the count goes to 3-0. Garrison the hitter, Mitch Haythorn on deck. And if those two get on base, we would see Joey Blaskowski also this inning for the Reds. And Garrison takes ball 4th. And now runners at first and third. And I think we're going to have it is Haythorn coming to the plate. We're going to have a courtesy runner.
There was a plethora of Reds walking towards home plate, including Todd Hernandez. So I don't know.
We're going to have a lot of changes here because Garrison is coming out. Liam Whalen is going to be the actual pinch runner.
So
he is into the game.
Todd Hernandez is manipulating his lineup right now. He didn't want Garrison running there. The Reds are trying to end this thing in this inning. If they score 4 more runs, this game's over. I would imagine what he's doing is saying Garrison's going to be the new pitcher going in.
He could be going
that
down.
They're not going to have to throw in the bottom of the fourth, and that way you can manipulate it a little bit would be my best guess. But as I'm told every morning on Good Morning NoCo by Brian Gary, what the hell do I know?
Well, I know that Mitch Haythorn hit the ball hard last time up and had a two-out RBI single. And he takes the first pitch for a ball. Custer really having a difficult time throwing strikes.
Charlie Custard sounds like a movie name.
Well, the Pumas had early excitement in the first inning as they put up a four spot to be short-lived with the 15-run second inning by the Eaton Reds after scoring two in the first. And that pitch is high and tight. Mitch gets out of the way, and the count goes to 3-0.
We could have a walk-off grand slam in the bottom of the third.
That's going to be a strike. Caught the outside edge. Count goes to 3-1 on Haythorn.
Good fan attendance from peak to peak. The 25 seed coming into today's matchup. Base hit, hit over to second base.
Hard hit ball.
Yeah, Dylan Kraft had some issues with it, but he's still over to get the out there. Three outs till the Reds advance to the 2 o'clock game. Let's get a timeout presented by Clearwater Products on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Oh, Bats Blots, what do you want?
Hi, do you sell headlights?
Nope.
Oh, well, I was also hoping to replace my brake pads. I'm trying to be a do-it-yourselfer. Do you have any advice?
Good luck.
Hello?
Pump the brakes on bad customer service. Get the tools you need and the service you deserve at Gould Parts in Eaton. For car parts, truck parts, machine parts, and specialty parts, you want Gould Parts. If you can't find it, they can find it or make it on the spot. Gould Parts in Eaton.
Trust. It's not something that's handed to you. You have to earn it. J9 Insurance understands that and has built the trust of Northern Colorado one customer at a time. You're not just a policy number with the J9 Group. You're part of the family. The insurance world can get confusing, but the folks at J9 Insurance can take that confusion out of the process. There's no one-size-fits-all insurance policy, but J9 will find a plan that's tailored to your needs. If you're looking to join the team or just need J9 Insurance, call them 970-834-2009.
Good Morning NoCo with Brian Gary and Tanner Schwint. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Reds lead 20-4 as we head to the fourth inning. Due up four. Peak to peak is the 7, 8, 9 spots of Sturm, Kraft, and Custard. They have to score a run to keep this thing alive. Reds trying to punch a ticket to the 2 o'clock game.
And here's the first pitch by Stone. Foul ball. Coach Todd Hernandez has made that decision to let Lucas Stone finish this game. The left-hander has done an outstanding job. Did give up the four runs in the first inning, but ever since that has silenced the bats of the peak-to-peak Pumas. Outside for a ball brings the count to 1-1. The left fielder Stein at the plate. Here's the pitch from Stone. Just inside, fastball. That fastball has been effective. Lucas likes to throw a lot of breaking pitches, but has made that fastball effective.
Ground ball over to third.
Sharp ground ball over to third. Just out of the stretch of Mitch Haythorn. So Stein gets on the air. That will bring up second baseman Drew Kraft.
Haythorn was really stretching there.
And what we don't want to do with your Mitch Haythorn over there is overstretch and
pull something.
Pull something, get a pulled hammy or whatever.
They're young, Bruce.
Pitch from Lucas, just a little high for ball one.
Reminder of the Alt Feed Mill postgame show coming up. Brian Gary back in the studio. Appreciate his work today. We'll send it back to him at the end of this.
There's a ball outside. And I was just to say, there's a strike to even up the count, but just called off the edge of the plate. Lucas goes to 3-0 on Kraft. And what Stoney doesn't want to do is, you know, throw a lot more pitches and continue this game. There's ball four. So Kraft draws the walk. So the Pumas with runners on first and second. That will bring up Charlie Custer, who replaced the pitchers. And then we have a meeting on the mound here. The Reds are discussing just what they're going to do with runners on first and second. And I think this timeout also gives Lucas Stone a little chance to catch his breath. And with the big lead, the only thing you want to do right now, Tanner, is throw strikes.
You do, and it's hard to stay locked in when you're down or when you're up in a game 20-4. But peak to peak, still battling, and you got to give them credit, the 25 seed. I know the score doesn't reflect it, and I get that the Reds have hung 20, but these Pumas can hit the ball, and they've hit it really well. They put up four in the top of the first inning, jumped on the Reds, and they could be a team that could surprise people coming up on the consolation side of this bracket.
Yeah, pitching is going to be a major factor for them. So Custer fouls the first pitch off by Stone, and the count, no balls and one strike. Lucas, still wanting to work fast, has had a tremendous pace on the mound today. Here's the delivery, and that's high for a ball.
Always makes you nervous when you have somebody grab the back of your neck in our business, Bruce, but some family members coming ready for the second game that we'll have here on KFKA. I've said some stuff that I probably deserve to get grabbed by the throat from, Bruce.
Boy, great pitch by Stoney there. Caught the outside edge. Brought back that fastball and just painted it on the black. Makes the count 2-1 on the pitcher, Custer. Tried coming back with another fastball just outside the plate to even the count at 2-2. Nothing more than the Reds would like would be a ground ball right now to turn it. Did he go? No. So that brings the count full. See if the runners are on the move. I know they're down 16, but I think you throw all that out in this situation. And Stone gets him. Another nice fastball by Lucas Stone. First out of the inning, and that will take us back to the top of the lineup where the Pumas have done some damage with Tyson Burton.
Tyson Burton's been great, but after that meeting on the mound, I really like how Lucas Stone has come and attacked these hitters. I know it's hard to believe, but the Reds were down 4-0 in this game.
Seems like a century ago, doesn't it?
Because it was, Bruce.
Lucas, more fastballs this inning than any of the other previous innings.
He's ready to try and move here. And Burton, who's had a pretty good day at the plate, 1-for-2. He led the game off with that single, trying to jump on one.
Burton, with a somewhat unusual batting stance and bat placement, has his hands very high and almost toward the pitcher.
Ken Griffey Jr.-esque there. He tried to lay down a bunt there, but that one missed, and he pulled it back.
Long fly ball. That's going to go foul. But you can tell the damage Burton can do with the bat. Has great eyesight at the plate, good discipline, and everything you want in your leadoff hitter.
Again, triple header here on KFK, University and Delta. That's a 2-7 that we'll have for you. In between, make sure you tune in. Brian Gary going to entertain us all.
High fly ball. Who's going to get it? It's going to drop. Still have a possible force at third base, but the runner beats it there. Just a ball that couldn't find a glove. It could only find grass in no man's land. And the Pumas load the bases here in the top of the fourth with one out.
Well, and you think about peak to peak, you're building because, again, this is a double elimination tournament. Try and stay hot at the plate, see as many pitches as you can. Not going to win this one, but you got to try and play for tomorrow.
Ball just off the corner. Breeden Huttley, the hitter. Slow ground ball. Probably going to try to just get the out at first, and they do. Stone, good athletic play, hops off the mound, gets the slow roller to Mitch Haythorne for the second out of the inning, but the Pumas do put up another run.
20-5 now, two outs. The Reds need one more out, and it's a lefty-lefty matchup as Brady Bowman, who doubled.
Number 16, Grayson Hunter.
Oh, no, Grayson Hunter makes his way in.
And the pitch outside. And this is a big run for the Pumas at third base because they would at least like to extend the game.
15 after 4, that's where we're at. It's fourth inning presented by Agfinity, one of the great local co-ops, been around for such a long time. This is what it's all about for Agfinity, as these kids point out there. It is Agfinity.
Lucas Stone comes back with a strike, fouled off. And the count now goes to 2-1 on Brady Bowman, the right fielder for the Puma, the peak-to-peak Pumas.
Easy for you to say,
yeah,
Bruce.
A lot of peas in there, Tanner. A lot of peas in there. Bowman was involved in an early inning kind of big play where he did not catch the fly ball in right to allow the Reds to get on the board. And he draws a walk. Brady Bowman draws a walk. Brings up the cleanup hitter, A.J. Green. What's Green done in the cleanup spot today? Well, Lucas Stone has had his number as he has struck him out twice. Green, I know, is looking for some revenge here. And Stone starts him off with a fastball over the outside edge for strike one.
Trying to extend this game. Stone working quick.
Comes inside and paints the inside part of the paint. And now it's 0-2, has A.J. Green in the hole. Here's the pitch. Just outside. Tried getting Green to go after that pitch just a little out of the zone. And that is the ball game, folks, as Lucas Stone strikes out A.J. Green for the third consecutive time of the day. And the Reds, after falling behind in the top of the first, 4-0, come back with a huge win. And the game ends after 3.5 innings. It'll be a 4-inning game, 20-5, Reds on top.
Let's get a break. We'll come back with our all-female postgame show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
In times of uncertainty, it's always comforting to know some things are still consistent, like Quality Well & Pump's leadership in the irrigation world. With offices in Ault and LaSalle, Quality Well & Pump is the region's largest irrigation dealer, serving northern Colorado since 2005. Unmatched quality products and superior service are exactly what you'll find when dealing with Quality Well & Pump's expert staff. For more information on Quality Well & Pump services, give them a call today at 970-353-3118. Quality Well & Pump is a proud sponsor of Preps Radio.
When you think of home improvement, you think Steamway Floor to Ceiling. When you think of cleaning, you absolutely should think Steamway Floor to Ceiling. We specialize in carpet, tile, granite, and duct cleaning. Family owned and operated for almost 50 years, Steamway Floor to Ceiling's professional cleaning services will keep your household looking brand new. One great company, two great services. Call 353-0133 and talk to one of our talented consultants, or check us out online at steamwayfloortoceiling.com.
Prep sports are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Weld County relies on agriculture. Agriculture relies on water and having the right irrigation system to disperse it. Alliance Irrigation, your local Rinky dealer, is here to help. Need a drivetrain retro? Even if you have a competitive brand machine, Alliance Irrigation can update your drivetrain with Rinky parts and even give you a full 8-year warranty on parts and labor.
Avoid costly downtime by calling Alliance Irrigation in Kersey at 970-353-1621. That's 970-353-1621.
Spring is the perfect time to get your yard ready for sitting on the patio with friends and family. But first, you've got some work to do. Those branches, limbs, and yard trimmings have been sitting there all fall and winter, staring at you. And now it's time to get rid of them. Thanks to A1 Organics, you can recycle those natural resources in your yard and pick up certified compost or premium mulch at the same time. A1 Organics is located 1 mile west of downtown Eaton on Weld County Road 76. Get that yard clean and ready to green with A1 Organics.
You're the manager of the NoCo Owls every Tuesday with the Frank Gonzalez Show on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Our all-female postgame show. I'm Tanner Schwinn. We saw the Eaton Reds win it 20-5. It's unusual how this game came about. Lucas Stone, the pitcher in the first, gave up four. The Reds trailed 4-0 in this game. Two unearned runs were plated for the Reds in the bottom of the first, made it 4-2. In the bottom of the first, even with those two runs coming across, we saw Walker Martin strike out for only the sixth time this year. Tate Smith left with an injury, and it had that weird feeling about it. Everything changed when the Reds hit a grand slam. Ryder True hit a grand slam, and they played it 15 with two outs in the bottom of the second inning, and the Reds win this one 20-5. We'll have more on this game, I'm sure, this afternoon, but the Reds advance to the 2 o'clock game today, and we'll be taking a step back. What time do we have that next game starting, Bruce? 11:30?
It's going to be starting right around 11:35.
11:35. We're also joined back at the KFK studios, Yellow Fiber Studios, Brian Gary. Brian, appreciate the work you're doing today, my friend. It was a weird game out here, but still not as weird as it gets with us on Good Morning NoCo.
No, but it was plenty strange. I think of a lot of us who were listening from the beginning were not expecting that start from peak to peak. And having that feeling like this could be that big upset day, but then it sounded like the Eaton Reds became the Eaton Reds and did what they do. And that's took the game over, but really a different start and an odd first inning.
Yeah, it was a weird start on a Friday, man. You know, and that I guess that can happen for what is considered an early morning game. And, you know, you got a guy in Lucas Stone who ended up throwing right around the 90 pitches on the day and just four innings pitched for Stone. But this is just incredible how dominant this team is when you talk about the Reds, because every other team that I know of in this state would have had doubts creep in. They would have had those little thoughts creep in. And, Bruce, I know you agree with me. This is just a dominant team.
The Reds are so dominant and so confident that early four runs, peak to peak, got it was like we're fine. And what Lucas Stone does is come back out these next innings and just shuts them out.
No, he certainly did. We've got University and Delta on tap about 11:35. Let's throw it back to Brian back in the studio. Brian, appreciate it, my friend. I'm going to go have Bruce buy me a hot dog.
Hey, that sounds good. We'll check in with you guys in about 25 minutes or so.
All right, appreciate it, Brian.
You bet. All right, we're back in the studio in the Aloe Fiber Studios. Micah, how much do I got? A couple minutes here? Do we need to go to a break?
By all means, take it a few minutes.
I will. Brady Hull's in the studio with me, too. We're going to kind of hang out here and fill some time before Bruce and Tanner take over again about 11:20 for the next game. But it's an exciting time of year when you get to the when you get to the playoffs in any prep sport. It's fun. Now, I played baseball as a little kid. I didn't do it in high school, never advanced to there. Did you play?
I didn't play. I just decided to do track in the spring, summer months or whatever. So I did track and field, but so much respect for the baseball scene up here in Northern Colorado. It's unlike anything else.
No, it truly is. And you know, the quality of athletes that have been produced here in Northern Colorado that have gone on to great things and played, you know, baseball long after their high school years were over is pretty darn impressive. So state championship time is pretty darn good up here when it comes to baseball. There's no doubt.
Well, and for the Reds out there, I mean, we're sitting here talking, and it was the first inning took forever.
It did.
But the Reds are down 4-2, and then you know, they just kind of go crazy.
You know what was interesting is how long it seemed to take for that first inning for peak to score four, and then I think Eaton had responded with two. Yet it seemed like it only took about 3 minutes for Eaton to score another 17. You know what I mean?
They looked upset, and they did a lot of that. What was that, in the third inning, or was it in the second inning with two outs, and they're just going off? I mean, it was absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, they did a fantastic job, and they got the W. I'll run through the scoreboard in a little bit here of what else is going on. There's a lot of games happening now as we await the Delta University game coming up next. NBA, just want to jump into that real quick. Last night, Heat and the Celtics. Could the Celtics be that first team to come back from 0-3? And I got to tell you, I'm leaning that way now.
Yeah, you know, and it's got the perfect setup for this, because as great as Miami has been and shocking the world and getting to this point, if there was a team to give up a 3-0 deficit, it could be a team that was a play-in team. Boston, it was Boston and Milwaukee all year favored to represent the East, one of them. And so the makings of this set up perfectly for history to be made here. And why not? It's been a wacky, crazy playoffs anyway.
No, and that's very, very true. But that 8 seed, which had been the Cinderella all the way through up until 9, it's like a dose of reality the last couple of games. But we've seen this Miami team. And going back home for this next game Saturday night, Butler's got to come on. They're going to be healthy, it sounds like, for this one. And they've got to do it. There's no way they're winning a Game 7 in Boston.
Yeah, it's the pressure on for Miami suddenly. You know, you're up 3-0, and now suddenly the pressure is all on this Game 6. It feels like it's almost win or go home for them, because you're right, Game 7 in Boston. Whew.
Yeah, forget about it. And don't you feel that's why it was so important that the Nuggets took care of business in L.A. and didn't allow them to have that hope that Boston got after winning that one game?
It's, you know, again, even though it's never happened in history, the longer we go in this thing, the doubt would creep in, because you're like, whoa, I don't want to be that team that gives up the first ever 3-0 comeback. So if they win one, okay, you're going to get one of those. When they win game two, that's when it gets scary. Because now it's two games. All you got to do is win two games.
The last thing I want to do, I mean, I feel good about the Nuggets taking on either team, but I really don't want to take on a Boston team that won four in a row and made history to get into the finals and would have home court advantage.
A completely different sense of confidence if you just completed history. If you just made history. And Boston, the matchup, still bothers me more than Miami. I think if it's Miami, Denver can win that thing in five. But Boston, still think they win it, but that could go six or seven.
I think when it comes down to it, those were the two best teams in the NBA this year. Teams were Boston and Denver.
Yeah, I think so. And that's why I'm so shocked that it's been like this for Boston, kind of up and down.
Yeah.
I mean, even that Philly series, there was a lot of doubt there, but they found a way to get past them. But they're more of a complete team than pretty much anybody else outside of Denver. And their stars, when they're playing at their best, are really freaking good.
Well, they got PO'd, and you could see that it came through. They took a beating in the press and among themselves, and they came out and did what they were supposed to do and take care of business. Very impressive. Two wins in a row by Boston. Really dominated a Miami team that had really been giving them troubles. So
they'll play tomorrow night, 6:30 on TNT. I wouldn't be shocked if Boston doesn't.
No, I'm not going to be.
And there you go.
Yeah, I'm not going to be surprised. Well, in fact, Boston, I believe, early 2.5-point favorite.
I think so. They were an 8.5-point favorite yesterday, and then they ended up covering. Yeah, you're right, 2.5.
So. Yeah. It'll be interesting to see. Brady's going to hang out with me for a bit. We'll take a break, come back. I'll run through the scoreboard of what's happening in the baseball playoffs as well as we get ready for game number two of our triple header right here on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back into the Aloe Fiber Studios. Brian Gary here, along with Brady Hall. We're just filling in for a few minutes in between games as we have our triple header of playoff baseball going on today. Preps action. Game one wrapped up a few minutes ago, probably about 20 minutes ago, where Eaton beat the hell out of Peak to Peak. Started out Peak to Peak, went up 4-0 in the first inning. Eaton came back, got a couple runs, and then they just piled it on. 20-4 victory Eaton defeating Peak to Peak. Also in games going on right now, they're in the sixth inning. Colorado Academy in a tight one with Bayfield. Colorado Academy up 7-6 in that one. No score yet in the Regis Jesuit and Chaparral game. Broomfield taking on Cherokee Trail, and I thought Broomfield was a heavy favorite in this one. They are losing to the Cherokee Trail Cougars 5-3 right now. That's got to be a bit of a surprise, and they're in the sixth inning in that one. And I only know anything about this because I listen to Coach Speak with Bruce Dick each day. Denver Christian on top of Del Norte, 2-1 right now in the fourth inning. Now, we have start times coming up at 11:30 for Montezuma Cortez and Coleridge. Also, the game you'll be hearing right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, Delta and University. And everything I've heard from Bruce and Tanner is if it weren't for Eaton, University would be that school that everybody is talking about. They just unfortunately are playing at a time when the Eaton Reds are so dominant.
And what we just heard earlier is the Reds don't sound like they're slowing down anytime soon.
No, I think Peak to Peak might have just ticked them off.
Yeah, that's,
in that first inning and woke up that giant. Not that they ever really sleep. Also, Rock Canyon and Mountain Vista is set to take off at noon. Summit and Golden at noon as well. Rocky Mountain and Valor Christian expected at noon, along with Riverdale and Pueblo County, too. We've got a full slate of games that are be going on all throughout the day today. Going to be chock full of baseball. The last game tonight is Holyoke and Buena Vista.
I should know that. That's where my sister lives. But
so
I
how the hell do you say
I just
it?
Say BV.
Okay.
That avoids any confusion.
I love it. Well, that'll be going at 5:30, all right? We'll take a break, and we'll check back in with the boys out there calling the game on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.